HD3, W266DY Dunellen, WZLB Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
Something fresh and exciting. Somebody with a sock personality that'll sweep people right off their feet.
Where is he? What is he up to? What other terrors can he unleash at will?
Starring your genial host, renowned writer, art collector, and teller of strange tales.
What fiendish power did he possess? Where did he come from? Who is this man?
Believe me.
It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network for a Friday. Talk radio the way our founders intended. America, I don't know about you, but when I hear someone breaking into my house downstairs in the middle of the night, I always make a drink before I go check things out. Day 737. I'll have to explain that one to most people that aren't in the know, you know. You put the Eric in America, say hello to EZ.
Well, you do if you're going to be a good host.
That's right. By the way, oh, Dark History, Hour 3, Movie Man Mike, and the final hour, as usual. It was a blacksmith's hammer. I investigated the photograph. I went to the Encyclopedia of Hammers, and I have a spot-on match, and it is known as a blacksmith's hammer. And normally, the most common weight is 2.5 pounds. Flat end on one and what they call an anvil end on the other. Wooden handle, set you back about $27.95.
That's not bad. Hammer,
yeah. The Paul Pelosi video is out. The body cam video. And it is. I don't know that it solves a whole lot of questions for me. I'll tell you what it does. It vindicates Miguel Almaguer at NBC. He got him suspended and got that story pulled from their website and off the news. But everything he said was correct.
Yeah, it is note for note exactly what he said. So he saw that tape.
Yeah, he must have seen that tape. And we'll get into some. We had to clean it up a little bit, and not because of Pelosi's, it's because of the cops. Something to note here in the beginning of this audio, you'll hear we see the video. Obviously, these cops are not urgent. There's no urgency. They're walking up to it. You know, if it was a distressed call, which by the way, we also had the 911 911 call. We'll play for you as well. They're calm until they get to the door, and
here we go. Yeah, definitely don't want Hall up here. I definitely don't want Hall up here. Hello.
Poor Hollow.
Yeah. They have a knock a couple of times.
Are you sure this one? Yeah. Fucking said 2620, right?
No, 2640.
Oh. Yeah, it literally said in there.
He opens the door.
Hi. Hey guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
Hi. Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling back.
Bro.
Oh,
Ever 14 ever send backup code 3.
Code 3 backup at
26. Give me your hand.
Unit code 3.
Give me your hand.
40 Broadway for 14.
That's Paul Pelosi trying to breathe. Or snoring.
Ever 14 Edwards, send medics code 3 as well.
Why did they call medics first? They called for backup first, and then they called for medics 30 seconds later. He does open the door calmly. He does not. He's engaged with the man. He's holding his hand in the hammer, keeping it at an arm's length with his right hand. He's a boxer brief guy, obviously. in his left hand is a drink, a glass with ice, and it looks like a dark beverage in it.
Yeah, some sort of cocktail.
Yeah. And he's kind of holding the hammer back. Cops say, drop it. He says no. And then with one big, just like the story went, with one big swing, he just nailed him right in the head with a 2.5-pound blacksmith's hammer.
But I don't know about you, when normally someone is holding a blacksmith hammer that I'm trying to stop them from hitting me in the head with.
May I sit your drink down?
Well, when the cops open the door, I don't turn and smile to the cops.
I run out the door.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Just big
thank God you're here,
face.
And I bolt for the door. And then the cops tase the guy or shoot him or whatever. And he says, he said in the 911 call that he doesn't know who the guy is, and the guy was there to wait for his wife. I don't know what's creepier or weirder, the 911 call or the video. The video's really, it doesn't answer a whole lot of questions. Why he was there? Why did he break in? If he broke in, why didn't Paul immediately call 911? You know, the whole thing doesn't add up. Why did he have a drink in his hand? Was he relaxing with the guy, and then things got out of hand?
It is very... The video did not help clear anything up. And I heard that from a lot of people that had saw it that said that when you see this video, you're going to be even more confused. And it is. It's very confusing.
That's right. The 911 call is equally as odd.
Or 2022.
Oh, I guess I called my mistake. What is it?
18 seconds. This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
Oh, what is the gentleman... here, just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi.
2-23.
So he drops the name, hoping that the 911 operator will recognize that he is the husband of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She's either clueless or hates Nancy Pelosi.
He's just waiting for her to come back, because she's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
8 seconds.
I don't think so.
0-2-23 and 50.
It's just so... I don't think so.
He just said he doesn't need... do you need medical?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't know if he's doing that under duress, like the guy's getting ready to brain him with the hammer or something.
Why did he call 911 at that point?
Right, and how long was it between the call... and the cops showing up?
8 seconds.
Is the Capitol Police around?
2-20.
No, this is San Francisco.
They usually protect my wife. They're usually here at the house protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco Police.
Friday.
Is he trying to speak in code?
I don't know.
He definitely wants her to recognize that she's talking to the Speaker of the House's husband.
I think it doesn't help that one, he's trashed. Just so you can hear in his speech that he's hammered.
He's had a few.
He's like, is the Capitol Police around or maybe?
No, I understand.
2022.
Have some bizarre counter system in the back. And yeah. I think that's to make sure it's not, I don't know, maybe it's authentic or.
Okay, well.
0-24 and 18 seconds.
Why would he ask the guy what he thinks? He just asked the guy, I don't know, what do you think?
He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
Okay. Call us back if you change your mind.
No. This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Why would he just say, there's a guy who broke into my house and he's trying to hit me with a hammer?
Yeah, why would you ask? Hey,
maybe he thought he is too drunk to defend himself.
Yeah, you good? We good? Okay, we're good.
Oh, he says everything's good.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He has this. He's telling me not to do anything.
What is your address, sir?
26.
2-25-0.
What is your name?
My name is Paul Pelosi.
Friday.
Anyway, this gentleman says that he thinks everything ought to, he told me to put the phone down and just do what he said.
18 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, what's the gentleman's name?
I don't know. What's that? My name's David.
Is that a speakerphone?
Yeah, I think they are.
It sounds like he's on a speakerphone. And why is David allowing him to call 911? I don't. That's you know, if he's really there to do some harm.
The name is David.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that? I'm a friend of theirs. Yeah, he says he's a friend, but as I said, I've never.
But you don't know who he is?
No. This operator's doing a great job, by the way, figuring, piecing things together.
No, ma'am.
8 seconds.
Okay.
He's telling me I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, okay?
25 and
okay. You sure I can stay on the phone with you just to make sure everything's okay?
No, he wants me to get the hell off the phone.
0 2 26
okay.
And 0 8
thank you.
Seconds.
Okay, bye.
This is it gets weirder and weirder. Do you think it's a simple break-in of a crazy nut job guy? He was dressed. He was wearing shorts and sneakers and socks. David LePap.
Yes.
Paul is wearing a shirt, some underpants, and that's all I can see.
I want to say that's what it is, but it's very bizarre. It's one of those where maybe he's playing too smart for himself, where Pelosi's like, oh, I got to speak in code here to get them to. But also, this guy seemed to be very helpful. Weirdly, like, I've never seen someone that was super, the happiness in his voice when he hit him with that hammer, too. Because they're like, drop the hammer. He's like, no, all right, I'm going to hit this guy.
Yeah, out. And man,
he did.
Oof. Yeah, Pelosi's lucky to be alive. There's still a lot of holes in this story. How did he get in? How did he get past security? You know, did Paul hear the window break and come downstairs and make a drink and relax? Maybe he doesn't remember any of it because he got brained. You know what I mean? He got hammered, fractured his skull. But that doesn't clear much up for me. It doesn't clear much up for me at all. We're expecting a drop of another video today. This will be the video, and we have been warned incessantly about this video. But in the name of transparency, they're going to release it. The police chief there says it includes, this is a quote, acts that defy humanity.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
No. It is as bad or worse than Rodney King's beating. And so they're bracing for, they don't know what will happen there. It does sound like a Black Lives Matter / Antifa type deal. The grand jury indictment returned yesterday. Five officers, all black, charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression, all of the above. They've been very open about the whole thing. You know, the district attorney described the incident in vague terms when announcing the charges. He said after he's pulled over for an altercation ensued in which officers doused him with pepper spray, Nichols tried to flee on foot. There was one other altercation at a nearby location at which serious injuries were experienced by Mr. Nichols. I don't know if they've called National Guard. Or they have called National Guard, I think.
I know Georgia has. I'm not sure if...
What's Georgia got to do with it?
Because they're going through riots right now still over the tree shooter, the tree guy.
The tree guy?
Yeah, the Cop City...
They're still going through that.
Jesus. I just saw the Kemp call to National Guard, so I'm sure Memphis is going to as well.
Yeah, I would if I were them, for sure. And also a call from Tyre Nichols' family and his attorney to disband what Memphis Police Unit calls the Scorpion Unit, which stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. Scorpion. They're called a saturation unit. They're given whispered immunity in order to carry out what they're designed for. They can't collect guns. They can't find stolen cars unless they unwittingly trap innocent people in the web. Therefore, they believe the units wind up oppressing people especially the most vulnerable. I've never heard of a scorpion unit. I remember Scorpio, the movie. That was a great movie. The antenna scorpion unit has now been corrupted. It cannot be brought back to center with any sense of morality and dignity, and most importantly, trust in this community. How will the community ever trust a scorpion unit? How would you know that they're a scorpion unit? They got a scorpion badge on there?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe get a couple in the cop community that can tell us where exactly that goes. You know, does Orlando have one?
Yeah.
Does Walton have one? Is that a commonplace in all police departments?
I don't know. A street crimes operation. That sounds like you're committing the crimes almost. You know? we'll see. I hope people are calm about it and they protest peacefully. President Biden has called for peaceful protest. He didn't call for that in Atlanta, though, but he has called in advance of the release of the video here. But you gotta, they acted quickly. They're all arrested. They're all charged with murder. I think they're all out on bail now. I suspect that the reason they're waiting till 7 p.m. tonight is to give them a chance to get their ass and their family's ass out of Memphis or wherever they live and move to a safe house somewhere. we didn't tweet yesterday. But the Veritas Pfizer follow-up video, they always do a follow-up video. I don't know.
Well, they usually once they drop it, they go find the person. They're like, all right, what did you think about this? Is this you in the video? Can we confirm it? Kind of like it's not a bad thing to show that, hey, this is the actual person. We found them. Here they are face-to-face.
So, oh, you mean to give it more credibility?
Yeah, to give it a little more credibility. This they also guy, like the gotcha moment, too.
Yeah, it is. The guy already knows that he's been got, right? He obviously he knows. He's been stripped from Pfizer's website. It used to have even photographs of the team he was on, and those are all gone now.
Yeah, he doesn't exist according to Pfizer anymore.
Yeah, at all, period. Here's the confrontation.
Hey there.
Is it a cafe?
You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public?
He gets up.
The fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses.
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying.
Everybody, I don't know how many times I've impressed a date by telling them that I'm involved in a crime against humanity.
That works every time. It's an easy panty dropper.
Please, absurd.
Don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this?
Tell
this
anybody.
Was just working at a
Jordan Tristan Walker. They're both standing up and walking around at this point, and then he wants to start filming O'Keefe, and O'Keefe has his iPad out, and he's got a film crew there.
To literally help the public, you f***ed up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. I'm really very unsafe.
Can you please unlock your door?
No.
They locked the front door, and Veritas crew says, can you please unlock the front door? And Jordan says no.
Yeah, it was a little weird. The cafe went and tried to lock the Veritas people in there.
At that point, that's false imprisonment, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
Please unlock the door.
He grabbed the iPad. He's shattering it.
Please unlock the door.
They're on the floor.
Please unlock the door. Unlock the door.
He's down. Like, once that iPad's gone, all of the evidence is gone. Now, what are you going to do, Mr. Hidden Video Guy? He tries to run.
Unlock the door.
Oh, and in comes.
You work for Pfizer, my question.
In comes one of the employees who literally, I don't know what that move is, when you run up and you just push them right in the chest and they go flying backwards, upside down, looking at the sky.
Yeah.
Woo! And Walker starts saying, you effed up. Well, I don't know. Maybe Pfizer's goons come for him in the middle of the night. Maybe that, you know, the hit squad comes and takes him out. But they always react like this. He's certainly not employed by Pfizer anymore, right?
Yeah, there's no way. What the best part is, the video shows that he even kind of was sensing that out. Like, he asked the guy, wait, you know, I've seen a lot of these videos of people trying to conservative group trying to get gotcha moments, and that's not what's going on. So during the date, the guy was he kind of had that feeling that something was wrong, and then he spilled the beans still.
Right.
So,
and I'm sure that he has signed some non-disclosure agreements, you know.
Oh, yeah, they fired him immediately.
Right, you're not supposed to, you sign an agreement, see you later. Pick up your lab coat and hit the road.
Can I ask you about this video?
Insane.
Please.
You can tell them about how
he's
lying to a press.
Here, just is it true what you said?
What is this? No. I literally was on a third date with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating viruses? Do you?
He didn't do a very good job of beeping his own work there. Normally, Veritas beep. You heard the beep right after the bomb. Why the F beep? A little off on that one. He was on a date and was trying to impress that date.
Yep. Every time. You hear it at bars all the time. You know, I mutate viruses. That's what I do. I'm pretty sure that's one of Andrew Tate's, he uses that pickup line on all his podcasts, too, where he tells you, be an alpha man and tell all your dates that you create involving viruses.
In order to sell more vaccines and commit crimes on humanity. Wow. Jay Leno in another motorcycle accident. He got clotheslined by a cable across a parking lot. Man, that guy's had bad luck.
Yeah, he might want to...
broke his kneecaps.
It's time to give up on... And his collarbone.
Yeah, and some ribs, some others. Yeah, it's bad.
Jay, you're 72. It might be time
to... Get a driver.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an eyesight issue. But in his defense, that cable should have had some type of, plastic flags on it just for that reason. And then he's probably going to sue the pants off of whoever owns that lot. But yeah. That was because his eyesight's going on. All right, we got to take a break. When we return, it turns out Hunter Biden was actually receiving, in a runabout way, classified State Department briefings on the regular. I'll tell you how next. Hang on. It's the Shannon Briggs Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
I still have my in-laws. My in-laws are like, we got to get our flu shot, then a booster, then another booster. And I'll say, people are starting to die. Where'd you hear that? What are you, one of those conspiracy theorists? What are you, a cult member? Extremist, one of them? Here in the NFL.
We had talked about this email, Hunter's email the other day that has been brought up by senators who believe it's certainly very familiar. And written like some classified stuff. Then at the bottom of that, not only did he tell his partner, what's his name? Archer, Devin Archer. We should get some burner phones. he said we should also find a highly credible and discreet firm to perform due diligence and deep information for us on an ongoing basis. The kind of people that can get us information that's not available through the Google search, if you know what I mean, We can use our own funds to pay for it, and I'm sure your buddies down in Little Creek, I don't know what that means, have some trusted independent contacts that do that sort of work. Well, turns out that they were talking about the CIA, and they made contacts. Devin Archer asked him to reach out to his people that he has contacts with, the CIA, to help them with Burisma. And Hunter's hints were understood. And Hunter and Devin did, in fact, find a CIA official, Joseph Kofor Black, to do their dirty work, give them the information they can't get with a Google search or a phone call, which means his clearance. And and made him a board member of Burisma himself. So he was conceivably making $88,000 or whatever it was, dollars a month, just like Devin and Hunter.
Yeah, it's weird. They sought out a guy that could get them top secret stuff and then gave him a cush job on a board that he has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to energy, just like the rest of them.
Exactly. And this guy Black also was connected to Mitt Romney, served as his advisor for national security on his 08 campaign, and a special advisor for a national security and foreign policy on Romney's failed campaign. I mean, it's just... they ordered up a CIA agent and got, you know, enticed him with a big fat payday. Man.
I'd love to get my own CIA agent, but apparently they're very, very expensive.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have that kind of energy boards. I don't have that kind of dough. That's a lot of dough. there is a interesting take on documents, Trump's documents versus everyone else's. First of all, I heard Obama said he wasn't going to live for his documents. Nah, he's not going to. They say the cases are on different timelines, which complicates the resolution. FBI agents already have the documents from the Mar-a-Lago raid. And while a special counsel wasn't appointed to look into Biden until mid-January, but Trump and his lawyers, this article says they have an antagonistic approach, and that's caused the investigation to drag on, while Biden's team has sought to speed things up. Well, yeah, you want to get it over with. Voters aren't seeing a huge difference, according to this strategist, in their minds between the two cases. ABC Ipsos poll, 532 adults conducted January 20th and 21st, before the latest batch of documents was uncovered. That means two batches or three batches by then. 77% believe that Trump acted inappropriately for his handling of his documents, while only 64% said the same of Biden. That's about right.
Yeah.
Probably. So, you know, there's two ways to look at it. It's legally and politically. It entangles both of these guys in two different ways. And when you separate them, they're two different stories. But I just don't see, even if Trump's being a bully and antagonistic, it explain to me why it's any different. Yeah, just because the whole problem is your desire to hold on to them and not to give them up.
Yeah, that's their whole thing. The argument I've seen from everybody as well. They asked Trump and he just decided he didn't want to give them back. But it I don't understand how that's more of a crime than the people that just kept them for 6 years and you just forgot. I mean, right. Wow, look at it. We didn't know where it was.
Most of the time, you take the documents for your presidential library. Right?
Yes.
That's what Obama did. The archives people are all right with that. Well, this New York Times editorial board lady, she's got it bad, the Trump derangement syndrome. Mara Gray is her name. She appeared on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday morning and said that Trump's return to Facebook could take down the country and destroy democracy. Dramatic?
No, because we have our own press secretary saying the same thing. So
that him being on social media is going to destroy the nation.
Her quote was something along the lines of that it's not safe to have someone that can incite violence back on large tech companies.
I got to tell you, they do tell a dramatic tale and they stick with it. He had George Conway on Morning Joe as well. And I guess the decision to let him back on, George Conway said it's mystifying and ridiculous. And he's also very worried about the potential impact on U.S. democracy. One man tweeting and Facebook posting goofy stuff is going to wreck democracy.
I wish people would really start, especially on those shows, calling them out for that being stupid. There is no way that he could tweet anything.
Give me an example of one thing that he could tweet that would destroy democracy.
Yeah, even if he was to be, you know, his normal morning while he's watching The Five, because yesterday today he tweeted on True Social how much he loves The Five and all their people, but him tweeting in the morning, you know what, why don't you today overthrow the government? That is not going to be the end of democracy.
Mara Gay, who's previously voiced concern about Trump's place in American politics, compared Meta's decision to past instances of chemical companies supporting the infrastructure that create the weapons of war. Facebook, you see, is like the outfit that makes nerve gas, sarin. Sarin gas. Facebook's just like they're going to release the sarin gas. they have been able to. None of them believe this. None of them believe that Trump being on social media is going to wreck democracy or cause his followers to start riots or anything like that.
No, but they know that
they want him silenced.
That's the buzzword that they can use too to get their base riled up. You know, he's going to get on there and he's gonna just wreck democracy with that.
Yeah, that is a buzzword. And like we've heard in the past, we're not a democracy. We are a democratic republic, a constitutional republic. And we've been pounded that word democracy. We are a democracy. So we don't want to be a democracy, obviously. It's mob rule. That's what democracy is. I don't want to worry anyone. But the World Health Organization has issued guidance on how to survive a nuclear catastrophe. They released this today. They also have issued, told nations to stock up, build bigger stockpiles of radiological or nuclear, the medicines used for radiological or nuclear emergencies. Like, I don't know what the pill, what's the pill? Iodine? Yeah. Iodine is one of the things. Seems they're not the only one worried about escalation. That's a little, you know, when it's not really get under the desk, what do we do? I don't think I ever did a fallout. In Texas,
I was after that.
So. Yeah, I think I did. But we also did tornado drills, a lot of tornadoes in Texas. And we would get under our desk and put our hands, you know, get, you know, like, you know, your knees down.
Yeah, of course, because nothing saves you. The most productive thing in the entire world is those flimsy school desks.
That desk, well, yeah, with Santa, an F5 tornado. I mean, everywhere you look, there's talk of escalation. You know, I'm going to play a piece of audio. I hate it when people that curate this type of stuff. I don't have the time nor the staff to curate it myself. But when they do, they always put some hokey music behind it.
That's the worst, and they do that on purpose so that you can't steal their stuff is what it is.
Right, I'm not going to steal the stuff. I did steal the stuff, I guess, didn't I?
Yeah, we did. That's why we have to listen to the hokey music.
That's the price I pay. It's like a commercial in the middle of it. He's speaking. This is very early in the push to aid Ukraine, right? Then you're going to hear a current day, a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, mentioned from the president on what's going on in Ukraine.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III.
So he's saying, this is not what we're doing over there. You know, when you put... this is not putting tanks and trains and pilots and, you know, over there. That's called war. And then it did one of his, move into the microphone, World War III.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abram tanks to Ukraine.
I've done some dumb things.
They always put a little funny thing in there. That's what he told us would be the start of World War III.
And look, we've just get tanks and they want to give us, you know, to give them fighter jets and we're giving them a ton of money.
Right. It sounds like you're trying to start World War III. I'll tell you what. You got this is a good idea. It'll never fly, though, but it would be awesome if it would happen. Representative Troy Nehls, GOP, he says he's a big critic of all this military aid to Ukraine for a number of reasons, most of which could lead us into a more dramatic situation. We're at risk here. He said, Joe Biden, you need to call Donald Trump. Donald Trump will call Vladimir Putin and he'll end this war. We must stop this war, and Donald Trump can do it. I think he can, too. I don't know how, but I think he can. He's proven himself to be able to de-escalate many situations.
Yeah, because that's how things work. You go over there, you talk to him instead of what we do, which is like, all right, here's just some more stuff for the
war. Good luck. Here's some other bombs. By the way, there's a Russian general right over there. See him? Look. Trump has criticized the tank deal. He said, first come the tanks, then come the nukes. That's basically what Biden said in that little speech, in the first part of that speech.
And that is what Putin has said. He says that we are now at war with NATO.
Yeah, he's at war with the West. NATO's, I mean, there are NATO nations over there, but NATO largely represents the Western world. And he's at war with NATO, and the EU believes that they're at that Putin is at war with the West. Well, I never thought I'd see a America involved in a big skirmish in my lifetime. You know, like a world war, but it could be happening. I don't know. There's a lot of bills flying around right now for this GOP Congress. A lot of it is just. Nanner, nanner, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. Matt Gaetz has introduced a bill. I agree with the bill. Because of his past bungling history of handling classified information, this bill would bar Adam Schiff from ever receiving classified information ever again. and it's called the pencil resolution because of Trump's derisive nickname, Pencil Neck Schiff, or Pencil Neck. And you've got Josh Hawley with a bill that the acronym spells out Pelosi.
Yeah, the Pelosi Act.
I mean, it's a little childish, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
She's sitting right there, you know, and that's not professional. You could call it something different. It's just as gutting of all lawmakers that do it. By the way, I had this discussion with my liberal brother. He claims that every single lawmaker up there, first he said trade stocks. I said, yeah, I know they trade. All of them trade stocks right now. I mean, they have a stock portfolio or of some sort. But whether or not they're trading on insider information, some of them don't get the same information. Nancy Pelosi gets that information as Speaker of the House. She certainly knew. Got a tip off from the DOJ. Was about to launch an investigation into Google.
Yeah, and also her district is in a heavily tech industry that she has a lot of contacts with that as well.
Right. There was that, I don't know, back in the 90s, 60 Minutes even did a piece on it where some credit card legislation was pending and it would really wreck Visa and MasterCard and all these others. And I don't know that she bought it. She bought a bunch and then killed the legislation. And then all the stock jumped for like $34 to $74 a share, and she happened to own a ton of it.
Yeah, there is a reason there is a Twitter that does nothing but follow her stock maneuvers. And they said that they
copy them.
That you make a lot of money doing if you just follow whatever she's doing. So, and that same thing has been said that she, if it is just magical that she's got great, her and Paul just have the best mind when it comes to the stocks, she would be one of the best people on Wall Street.
And the most honest thing to do would be to set up a rule or a law, I don't know how they do it, that if you do own a stock portfolio, when you become a member that is put into a trust or it is managed blindly by, XYZ, and that's it. And there you can't tip it off. You can't, give it any information. I think that's a great idea. Things are heating up, though. Hunter Biden's art dealer, Georges Berge, was lavishing praise on Hunter's work. One day after he got slapped with a sales record letter of demand from the House Republicans about the whole influence peddling, blah, 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 the gallery owner declined to say if he would hand over the documents or sit for questions as requested by the Oversight Committee. But he sure did celebrate Hunter's work. He said it reflects unrelenting divinity within each of us. He also said that Hunter is destined to be one of the most consequential artists in this century.
But, you know, he just stopped painting.
I represent Hunter Biden because I feel that not only his art merits my representation, but because his personal narrative, which gives birth to his art, is very much needed in the world. Jesus, Palomino, Birch. I mean, I've seen it. We've seen pictures of it.
It's not good. But art is so subjective anyway. Right, that. Right. But I probably would buy the pickle on the ceiling before I bought one of his pieces of art.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. He said his story of perseverance reflects what I believe is the beauty of humanity. Judge not by the fall, but by having the strength to rise up. Well, he's going to have to come up with some sales receipts. I don't think the IRS could find out who he sold it to real quick.
Yeah, I'm curious if, the name Zelensky shows up somewhere on those bot documents.
Yeah, no kidding. Wouldn't that be something?
I bet you there's at least a couple hanging in the old, their White House is over there.
In the war-torn White House over there? Yeah. I mean, you don't just start painting and sell paintings for $500,000. I don't know, maybe because he's Hunter Biden, is that the only reason he could make the argument that he's not selling these to Chinese blah, blah, blah for big money to funnel to his dad or to him or whatever, or is getting money back from Zelensky or some other, it could be four or five. Maybe some of these Ukrainian generals or parliament members that were just fired have bought some artwork from Hunter. So you don't just become a painter and start selling work for that. But it could be argued that because remember that about 30 years ago we had that president of cokehead son with the Russian hookers and the Skittle penis? Yeah, he painted this.
Yeah, but...
500,000? Then it's not for the art value. This guy seems to weep over its value as art. And his expression.
Yeah, well, there's nobody that's paying $500,000 for a can of Billy beer right now either, though.
That's true. That's true. I used to have a can of Billy beer. But, look, here are some of them. They just look like your average weirdo. He copied a couple of other styles from other artists, and there's a little Polanski in there.
I don't even know proof that he painted them other than the one scene where he was blowing on a straw with them.
Could it be that he pays some other artist to paint these?
I have no idea. Nobody has footage of him painting that picture. Well, I mean, maybe they do, but they have not shown it. All we got was that 60 Minutes interview where he is like, it's such a... stress reliever for me, and I can go, and then you saw him blowing paint with a straw like they teach you in sixth grade.
The White House itself, back in they issued a U.S. strategy on countering corruption. They noted that they have broad concerns about art sales. The markets for art and antiquities and the market participants who facilitate transactions are especially vulnerable to a range of financial crimes. Built-in opacity, lack of stable and predictable pricing, and inherent cross-border transportability of goods sold make the market optimal for illicit value transfer. Yeah, for sure.
If they're such great, transcending pieces of art, why don't you ever see Biden himself have them hanging around his house? Have you ever seen pictures of or one in the White House or something?
No, I haven't. That's true.
These are supposed to be pieces of art that are they're going to be calling him the Michelangelo. The
fatty little Jorge, what's his name, talks about the guy like he is, the next...
Da Vinci.
Yeah, Picasso. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Well, when we return... <clears throat> single women are hunting for men. There's a lot of dating stuff going on. Some of it's hysterical. Well, the thing used to be a supermarket, right? A grocery store? Wasn't there a thing for a while?
What, the
women hunt for husband material?
Yeah, you go to the grocery store and look for the guys that are buying certain things in their cart, and that's how they would look for, like, okay, like that guy.
Pack of bologna and some white bread.
Well, yeah,
that's to indicate you're single.
Yeah, well, they're looking for the guys that, oh, he bought that guy. Well, no ring on his hand, but he also bought a bottle of red wine and some quinoa. So
quinoa. Apparently, Home Depot and Lowe's are now the preferred hunting grounds for women looking for single dudes. Also, I want to talk a little bit about assisted suicide, because not only is Canada, you know, it's afforded Canada a truckload of fresh organs they can transplant, and it's weird. But in Germany, oddly enough, in order for you to go and get assisted suicide to kill yourself, you got to be fully vaccinated. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. The AP Style Book has released a new recommendation. Their post says, we recommend avoiding general and often dehumanizing the labels, T-H-E labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. Instead, use wording such as people with mental illness, and use these descriptions only when clearly relevant. Right after that, they had to post an apology for the previous tweet, explaining the use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is upcoming.
What? Yeah, don't ever offend the French.
What?
Why they use that as an example, I don't understand, but...
I mean, I don't know that the media or writers should be necessarily concerned with causing offense. It may be classless to say, well, it wouldn't be. If you said this home is not equipped for the disabled.
Yeah, I don't understand where they were getting...
Dehumanizing.
Yeah, but they want to do is find out a way to use we would rather you use people with mental disabilities instead of the mentally ill. They were trying to find a way for you to use people with instead of the, even though that's not wrong.
Right.
So instead of using a quick word like the French, I'm sure they want you to use people who reside in the...
In France.
Yes.
The country of France. Those that reside in France. Would that be appropriate?
No, that's kind of...
It's got to be people.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I love that. It could be other things. I mean, the French, it could be the French dogs. Now you have to say canines that reside in...
What about... Well, I guess if you say that's going to go to the dogs, you're not dehumanizing anything because dogs are already dehumanized. I don't know. It gets awfully snooty. I love they came back and apologized. Not only did they come back to apologize, they said the use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is upcoming. Why not just delete the tweet and rewrite the tweet? Or here's the appropriate. It's upcoming. What are we working on it right now? We got a team of people in the boardroom.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out a way. Well, we offended the French. How can we not offend the French? Let's take it out of the tweet. Everyone take a vote on this? Well, good. All right, let's go.
Well, wait a second. If the French was inappropriate, then the disabled was inappropriate, and the poor, all of it was inappropriate. But still, they did it.
I think they're saying that you added the French like it's some sort of negative connotation to the French. Because you put it in with the mentally ill and disabled and the poor.
The French people, that's so offense. Look, I think if you're a single girl and you are looking for a husband material, Home Depot's a great place, but I always assume that if you're in a Home Depot, that you are a homeowner or you do work on your home, and more than likely, unless you're divorced or something, you are married. But I guess there's single guy homeowners in there for whatever reason. So you could fix stuff. That's the attraction?
I think so. They consider that, oh, look, he's handy. I don't have to worry about hiring a contractor. He can fix the plumbing. And, oh, look, he's got some dirt, so maybe he's going to do some gardening too. And
what does it matter? Are you more, let's say you went in there and to get some, to look at paint samples. Is that guy as attractive to the single woman looking for husband material as the guy that's got a cart with a bunch of 2x4s, a couple of boxes of nails, and he's wearing a leather tool pouch?
This guy's gonna paint something. Yeah, this guy's gonna paint.
This guy's gonna add a room to the house. You know, he's got work cut out for him. But if you fall for it, you might be at a great place for a guy to meet a girl too. But you can, you know, if you fixing things turns her on or makes you more appealing to her, then you're never going to have a weekend off. There's going to be a project every weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On that.
Delete the dating apps, they say. Headed to Home Depot to look confused in the lumber aisle. So, you know, they're looking for somebody that could come and chat them up. Home Depot dating is a new platform at 3.6 billion views. It's a trend that women are willing to try. I don't know. DIY guys, turn them on. That's where you want to go if you want to meet a man. One lady said, I've met at least 3 husbands there. You look at screws, the shelf of screws as a girl, and you just kind of, you look into, like you're in distress and twirl your hair a little bit and wait for, you know, some guy. Normally, though, you could get a creep, you know?
Well, that's what they're going to the Home Depot because they're expecting the manly man that's going to be there, that's just there looking to, finish his weekend project.
go on, they recommend Saturday morning is the best time.
Is it, though? I would think weekdays, you got the more people that are out there that are working, that are going to Home Depot. Saturday morning, that's usually the...
That's the do-it-yourself guy.
That's the husband that got sent up there because he's got to fix something.
He got some new photinias for the front yard. One lady said, oh, hell no. My man ain't going there no more. Ha, ha, ha.
And her man went, yes, sweet. I get a weekend off.
Then one guy got involved with the lady. She said, look, single guys do a loop around Target for single gals from time to time. The dating? Where is the... I don't know where it is. I'll get to it. What was the dating story you gave me? Those 2 in a row.
Yeah, the Spotify one and the real kind of survey one.
Oh, yeah. The 1 in 6 women or 1 in 6 daters put their potential date through a background check. Didn't that cost money?
I mean, if you're a cop, you can illegally do that. But, it costs a little money, but more they're probably like looking. They go on Facebook. When they're doing background checks, they're going on Facebook looking to see maybe they can find them on LinkedIn or something like that.
Right. We won't get to it. Yeah, one of them is a Spotify. What do they call it? So after you break up with your...
Yeah, Spotify snooping.
Snoop the Spotify. To find out if you broke their heart enough, go find out what they're listening to. If they're listening to the songs you guys used to listen to or sad love songs, you'll know that you broke his heart. But if he's back to party music, that son of a bitch... If he's jamming on the Foo Fighters.
No, he's there. He's, he's happy.
He's a cold-hearted son of a bitch.
It's a bunch of love songs, and you know that.
Women are so vindictive. It's really a trip, isn't it? Some of them, not all of them. the funniest story today is that if Germany, if you want to kill yourself, you had to be fully vaxxed. I mean, you can't make that up. Since 2020, assisted suicide has been legal in Germany. They discovered in its constitution as a right to dispose of your life, and therefore a right to be helped to dispose of your life. There are organizations out there. If you're a member, you just ring them up, sign a couple of forms, hand over a few $1,000 to cover expenses, and take the lethal medication. It was all going well until COVID-19 hit. And then the whole people, hey, we're here to help you die, drew the line at risking their own lives to help you die. So you had to be fully vaccinated. Well, you know, still to this day, you had to be fully vaccinated. Now they have a strict no COVID policy. It will not help anybody unless they are fully vaccinated and can prove it.
What, are they afraid with that last gasp you're going to release a bunch of COVID into the air?
I guess. That is just, that's funny. If you want to die, you have to get vaccinated up so that you got to get vaccinated so you won't die, so you can go down to the place where you can die. And they make it sound like simple. Call them up on the phone. You give them a holler. Hey, today's the day. You go down, sign some photos, sign some paperwork, give them the money, and take the medicine.
Now, do you have to have, it's like a 2 week after you take your shot before you're considered actually vaccinated? So do you have to wait? Okay, I'm going to kill myself this week. Let me roll down, get my vaccine shot. I got to wait 2 more weeks before I can kill myself.
And then you're sitting there at the pharmacy, and the pharmacy goes, oh, great, you're getting vaccinated. Are you doing it to protect others? No, I'm getting it so that I can kill myself in a next week, basically. that's a funny one. This guy, James Dolan, the Madison Square Garden guy, he's threatened to ban the sale of alcohol at an upcoming Rangers game. You're biting your own nose to spite your face. The state liquor authority, he says, is way beyond their skis. They're extremely aggressive, and they're saying, we're going to take away your liquor license, so I have a little surprise for them. We're going to pick a night, maybe a Rangers game, and we're going to shut down all the liquor and alcohol in the building and not sell any. So, which is dumb, because he receives the profit from the liquor sales and pays, I don't know what it is. Back when I was in the bar business in Texas, it was 12.9% of your total alcohol sales. You had to pay the Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
He's a billionaire, though. He doesn't care.
I know, but they're only going to miss 10, 12, 13% of the you know, who knows, $500,000, $1 million that he's losing out on. It doesn't make any sense. They're upset about this, you know, that's the whole reason, the facial recognition technology and how he's able to recognize people and skedaddle them out of his venue. Ban on alcohol wouldn't impact him. He said he's been sober for 29 years. And they will post flyers at every station where beer is normally sold that will feature a picture of the state liquor authority CEO, Sharif Kabir, which will include his email and his phone number. That's just harassment.
Yes. But he owns all the big sports teams in the in the city. He doesn't care.
There are a lot of people that had a problem with it. But, I mean, is there a law that you can't have facial recognition technology in the business you own?
They're trying to pass those laws right now.
Well, everyone, the state liquor authority says that everybody that sells alcohol are subject to and are expected to comply with the same laws and obligations, whether they are a small business or a multi-billion-dollar corporation. After receiving a complaint about the software or the facial recognition, the state liquor authority followed standard procedure and issued a letter of advice explaining that the business's obligation to keep their premises open to the public. Oh, that's the public. It was required. So he can't shut it down to even temporarily. He's obligated to keep it open. And make you stay open? Got to do your part, right? So they're trying to pass S-2424 and close the sporting event loophole in their civil rights law. That's hardcore, isn't it? He'll just do it to, like, if that's inside a venue, could he do it in the parking lot?
Yeah. He owns the spaces, so.
I'm not sure where I come down on this. I mean, if you don't want to keep, you want to keep an international spy or a terrorist out of your business or something like that, yeah. But his guy's just doing to be a dick to any attorney that's suing any of his venues for any reason at all.
Yeah, I mean,
or anyone who works for that law firm.
I get where he's coming from with it. you don't want to be, hey, you have litigation against me. Why would I want you to come in and be able to look around to my place? Now, also, I can't. You know, it's the biggest venue in the entire city, so right. Everything that's going on in the city is going on there. People are going to want to come there.
Yeah, it is the biggest venue. Man, Jane Fonda's out promoting the 80 with Brady movie. I can't stand that woman. But that movie, Barbarella, man. Whew, son of a gun. I was a kid, man, and I watched that movie a lot. She tells us something that I didn't know. I was unaware of in this clip. About what created, I guess she means that it created the climate crisis we're in right now.
Racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war. And if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and everything's connected, there'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
There'd be no climate crisis. If it weren't for racism.
That is really stretching.
But, well, you obviously haven't gotten into it and done the history research and gotten deep into it like she has. She's here, listen to her.
Take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war. And if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and everything's connected, there'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
That's pretty about the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
It may be.
I mean, it's dumb. I need to. This is a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy anymore. It's actually. I've seen this more than one place by more than one person, and it people that raise chickens, not big giant chicken farms. You know, that just do nothing but poultry and eggs and whatever. They just, you know, millions of chickens. I'm talking about the average farmer who got 20, 30 chickens, whatever. Have not been getting eggs from the chicken. Have you heard the same story?
I have, yes.
And they believe it's a certain kind of feed that's been deliberately enhanced to, you go buy it at the tractor supply or whatever, and it's been changed. The formula's been manipulated to cause your hens not to lay.
And nobody said anything about it because we all just assumed it was winter. They stopped laying in the winter as much. And come to find out that everybody across the nation stopped getting eggs from their chickens altogether. Nobody got a single egg all winter from their, everybody's reporting, end of September to like mid-October.
She's holding a cock right now. That's what's making that noise.
The chickens stopped laying, and ours stopped laying in September. We hadn't had a single egg all winter. Well, we discovered we have a little escape artist here.
So I'm going to shorten this up because she's really. She had one that got out all the time, and it would just roll around and eat what chickens do. They pick at the ground, worms, whatever, bugs, peck, peck, peck. And all of a sudden she starts laying eggs. And because she wasn't eating the feed or nearly as much. So now she's letting all of her chickens go out and roam and be free range and not give them the feed. And they're back to laying.
Yeah, no, though I've read that a bunch of people stopped feeding, doing that feed, and they went and got goat feed. And they said that as soon as they switched their food, they all
started having baby goats?
Yep. Well, they all started laying eggs.
Really?
Kind of convenient when eggs are the price of, I don't even know, gold at this point, I guess. But, yeah, so let's check over here and see if we have any today where they've been out. We had to keep them up yesterday. Yeah, looky here. There she is. She was laying. Eggs. I was calling.
A bunch of eggs. They say now they throw a little bit of feed on the ground. The chickens don't even go for it anymore. Now they're out eating bugs and stuff. So what's the goal of that, to reduce the number of the ability for your hen to lay eggs?
Oh, I mean, if you're not getting eggs at your house, you got to buy the eggs at the store.
Okay. Are you saying that Big Egg has they destroyed, they killed millions of chickens, of hens, laying hens, and because of an alleged bird flu thing. So you think that is all so they can drive up the price in the egg market?
Would it shock you at this point in the world where we're at? Would it shock you to hear the fact that they killed off a bunch of birds because of the bird flu, and then the egg price shot up? They saw a bunch of people laying and buying eggs at home, so they're
buying chickens. Oh, they're still getting eggs.
We have to get the feed and get to that. We gotta only chicken eggs come through Big Chicken.
You're right. It does make sense. I have a friend that's got chickens. I want to ask him. I think that's they still get eggs. They're still getting, you know. But I've seen, I don't know how many farmers on social media post stories about no eggs, no eggs, no eggs, and they change the feed or they let the chickens out and all of a sudden they got eggs again.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of it too. It is something that maybe, you know, maybe it's not even Big Chicken, but maybe the feed place changed something in their formula and it's messing with them and they haven't figured out, you know, hasn't gone through the whole chain
right
yet to be figured out.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Remarks are coming on the other side of this break. Also, Clemson guard Brevin Galloway's balls have exploded. Hang on. It's a Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. We knew this was going to happen. We predicted it. Here, CNN was the first one to take the leap in classic CNN fashion on the Tyree Nichols death. The police, this is the headline. The police who killed Tyree Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism. Let me read you this paragraph. Somehow, well, here it is. One of the sad facts about anti-black racism is that black people ourselves, as obviously a black author, are not immune to its pernicious effects. Society's message, rather, that black people are inferior, unworthy, and dangerous is pervasive. Over many decades, numerous experiments have shown that these ideas can infiltrate the black mind as well. Self-hatred is a real thing. So there's so much racism, anti-black racism, that even the black people start going, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, we got five of them together.
Wow. Stunning. Yeah, Clemson guard Brevin Galloway. The university reported it a different way. They said that he had an abdominal issue. Brevin Galloway tells the story like this. My balls and my nutsack were exploded.
He is a Shakespearean.
My balls and my nutsack were exploded. I don't know what happened to my balls. I guess they were trying to be like basketballs. And I guess the reporters, you know, they hear the university label it an abdominal issue. Then they hear the real explanation. So they're like, they're looking at the coach. Brad Bronwell, the coach of the Tigers. And they said, okay, coach, can you comment on Brevin Galloway's exploded balls? And he said, no comment.
No comment on that.
What is that, a hernia?
Yeah, I think it's a hernia that does that.
Because he was lifting the day before. My balls and my nutsack were exploded. That sounds like a bomb went off down there, and it's a mess.
Yeah, he makes it sound like he lifted up the sheet and it was just a man Saving Private Ryan mess down there.
Oh, God, that's funny. The homeless advocates in Salt Lake City, rather, they call them unsheltered. Is it unsheltered and unhoused has been used?
Yeah, unsheltered and unhoused.
Well, you know, they have a Salt Lake has a rapid intervention team that can go in and do cleanup areas of you know, when unsheltered people need to be relocated. And they do come by and give the unsheltered a 24-hour notice before the crews come in and they have them relocated. Anything left behind, they scoop up with a bulldozer. We've seen it happen. They'll scoop it up with a bulldozer, put it in a dump truck, to get it out of there.
Yeah, because it's just garbage left over for the most part.
Yeah. Except for one tent, it still contained an unsheltered woman. She was scooped up by a bulldozer and put in the dumpster. That's what happens. You know, she probably overslept.
Yeah.
You know, she meant to get up and get out of there.
She couldn't hear the fact that they were, you know, bulldozer was outside her tent.
Why did they leave all their stuff behind? Those are prized possessions, I thought.
Yeah, but they can't carry it. Because a lot of them, once they set down, they'll go, okay, well, here's my tent. Oh, this is where I'm going to stay for a while. Let me go get my shopping cart and I'm going to get blankets and
yeah.
And other stuff. They just kind of hoard
steal,
it all into one
steal spot. A radio somewhere. Yeah. And then I don't. Then they allowed to all go in a dumpster. That's the part that, you know.
Well, they can't. It's can't all stuff that they can't. Well, they yeah. can't carry it away either. It's all stuff that.
Too much stuff. Crews apparently may not have followed up the alert when they got there with the bulldozer. One guy said, I mean, we try to do the best job we can. Every once in a while, you scoop up one of these homeless fellers and dump them in a dumpster.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah. God. Let's get to some remarks. Download the Florida Man Radio app. A great way to, you know, win stuff. And listen to the show when you want, on your own terms. Wow. Here we go. Hit the open mic button and go to town.
What's up, guys? It's Ryan, the Angry Trucker. Hey, I keep hearing theories about how this guy, DePape, was actually the guy that Paul Pelosi got into the drunk driving accident with and hit. And they gave him an opportunity to keep his mouth shut and live with them and work. I don't know how much, you know, there's there, but yeah, it's pretty interesting that we never heard anything else about the illegal immigrant that Paul Pelosi hit. So that's just a little food for thought. I think there's still more to it.
Yeah, I think there is too.
Skittle beans.
The only person that got hammered harder than Paul Pelosi was Bubba's wife when Hogan came over and pile-drived her.
Listen, people guy, where are you? Where are you? Later, chump.
Hello, this is Nancy Pelosi. I think Paul Shaffer is I like to get hammered. And I think the police got it mistaken. Anyway, thank you for all your support to conservative media.
All right, listen, people guy. Don't be an asshole and don't be a pussy. Did I do that right?
You did.
Hey, guys, way too close to the microphone guy here. Unfortunately, I caught bits and pieces of the show yesterday, but I got the feeling that you might have banned or at least restricted listen people douche. I got to say I'm a little disappointed. I mean, we've lost Brian Stelter. Now, listen people guy, how am I supposed to get my daily dose of demeaning arrogance and pomposity? What do I got to do? Go back to watching The View? Thanks a lot, guys.
Look, if you rat out Pfizer, you'd have to guess that you'd have some goons coming after you, like some really expensive kind.
Yeah. I would think so.
Hey, guys, great show. I don't know about you guys, and probably most guys out there, but did you hear what dude said? Oh, you do what most men do and lie to impress your date. End quotes. Give me a break, guy. If you gotta lie with that high-pitched voice, you know, that's kind of similar to the little wang-wang.
Yeah. I don't know, if a guy is looking for a one-night stand, he might throw around some whoppers. But
you're still not throwing around the fact that we're mutating viruses to make them
right,
more potent.
So we sell vaccines. Hopefully we don't kill a bunch of people like we did last time.
Shannon,
I missed one here.
Star Trek guy here. Apps down, buttholes. Oh, wait. I have you in the wrong Bluetooth. My bad. Another great show.
Shannon, I really don't see how making any kind of rules for the Speaker of the House or anybody else is going to make any difference. Like, they'll just have someone else do the investing. They'll just tell them to do it for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right.
Deed done.
Well, I guess you've seen...
Well, let's see.
Look at me. I'm Hunter Biden. I can blow through a straw instead of inhale through a pipe.
Well, I guess you've seen by now that the Ronald McDaniel has been given a fourth term as the chairman for the RNC, which shows me that they are in no way serious about winning elections. I've been given them money for about 10 years when I can, and I have. This is it. I'm done. I will not be giving any more money to an organization that is content being Democrat-like.
Yeah. I'm with you. I might donate to an individual candidate, you know, but give it to the party in general.
Eric, I was at the Home Depot, perhaps looking for something to unclog my inflatable jacuzzi. And then I ran into this most wonderful couple. The husband looked like he had his head bashed in a little bit, but I think he's down for the pound.
Let's see if I skipped one here.
Look at me, I'm hungry.
Eric.
Jesus.
Too close to Space Heater guy here. Where's Kate? Miss her. I need more of Kate. It's cold here in Mississippi.
Oh.
Please send wood.
Could it be that cold in Mississippi?
Kate had a song yesterday.
Yeah, sure did.
I tell you what, fellas. If I'm ever in Home Depot or Lowe's and some supermodel comes up, some little TikTok influencer talking about she's looking for a tripod, I'm dropping my drawers right there. Oh,
Jesus.
Hey, Shannon, I think the attraction for women finding men in Home Depot or Lowe's is the same as the attraction for women watching Yellowstone.
Yeah.
They really do like toxic masculinity and real men. That's what it amounts to. Be-do-be-do.
I think so.
I think these days, Shannon, people, good guys are too scared to go up to some chick that looks in distress at Home Depot. She might Me Too his ass.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing going on right now with the girls at the gym. There's been a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, where, some guys looking at me at the gym.
Well, and the guy, the guy walked up and like, hey, you're using that machine completely wrong. That's all he did.
Right.
And she's like, oh, this creeper just wanted to talk with me.
Yeah, that is weird. I saw some influencer who a guy was staring at. It turns out she's got a damn OnlyFans account. So she makes a ton of dough with dudes staring at her.
Man, I hate when guys stare at me all the time. Go to my OnlyFans.
What's up, boys? Cole from Atlanta. I'm an electrician, so I spend a lot of time in and out of Home Depot multiple times a day. Most of those guys in there are dipsticks. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They think they do. They go in there and they buy a bunch of crap, and then they get home and screw something up. And when I see guys in the electrical section, I'm like, oh, yeah, buddy. Good luck. You're going to be calling me soon. Here's my card, buddy.
Yeah.
If you need any help. Beedy-beedy.
Yeah, I don't like to mess with electricity unless it's a simple... You know, like I'm going to unscrew these two nuts and take this light off and replace it with a new fixture. And I'm going to put the nuts back on where the wires went, you know, and that's simple and easy, but that's about it.
Looks like I'm going to be spending some free time on weekends pushing a cart around Lowe's with loaded up with some 4x4s, a couple bags of concrete, bucket of screws. Also, I guess now we have to start calling the French Europeans that surrender.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, if you really want to impress her, go over to the tool rental department and get one of the giant jackhammers and put that in a cart and cruise around the Home Depot with that.
Yeah, I got a long week of the jackhammering.
Yeah, I'm going to take out this old driveway, putting that one in.
Shane, be checking in. Hey, Shannon, that, I almost called you Shane. That, scorpion unit thing they're talking about, that's actually, that's like a specialized unit, that's pretty much between departments themselves. It's not a national thing, like here in Clayton County,
SWAT.
We have the HEAT units. That's, Highway Enforcement of Aggressive Traffic. It's not a national thing, it's just department stuff.
I believe I might have skipped this one.
What's up, boys? Calling Atlanta.
No, we did not skip that one. Good.
This is Paul Pelosi. Been doing a little celebrating since this good-looking David stopped by. The cat's away and these mice are gonna play. He said he wanted to hammer me. Can't wait. Cheers.
Can't wait.
They should let the people that want to kill themselves test the vaccines out. That way you kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Literally. I feel bad for all the contractors in Memphis. It's probably impossible to find a pallet of bricks anywhere in the whole state.
Hey, guys. Considering there really is no climate crisis, maybe she's right. Some of these people, I'll tell you.
Jane Fonda, man.
Mrs. Fonda, absolutely, they're all connected. They're all leading back to elitist scumbags that want to push their narrative along with some of the establishment government around here to try to keep us under control.
Yeah, and profit.
Hey, Shannon EZ. I'm a subcontractor in Nebraska. I think... the ladies are looking at Home Depot for subcontractors because we don't have to do honey-do lists because we're friends with all our other subcontractor buddies, electricians, plumbers, whatever. And we just trade work and they get hard-working dudes that can get everything done for them. Doesn't mean I have to do the honey-do list. I make my buddies do it.
That's right. They're working for. They're looking for networking.
Hey, Shando. Steven for Walton Beach. I just got back from Home Depot. I picked up a chick, some duct tape, a blue tarp, muriatic acid, a chainsaw, and some Clorox. It's going to be a busy weekend. Be-do-be-do.
It's going to be great cleaning your deck and cutting that tree down.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm holding, Shannon? Not what you think. Be do be do, Jeannie from Georgia. Happy Friday.
Well, like you had to tell.
The cops should have tested Paul Pelosi's butthole for DNA.
Jesus. You guys talking about the chickens not laying eggs and the tainted, tampered with chicken feed goes back to the farmers that were feeding the cow back in the 90s. All the shrooms just dried up. So all these hippies are just going through it again.
I don't think the feed had anything to do with the shrooms growing. The spores would fly through the air and stick on some fresh dew.
So speaking as a millennial female, I definitely subscribe to a couple of background check apps, and they are not cheap. But you got to be checking. You can't just be dating willy-nilly nowadays. People be having, like, secret serial killers. You don't want to get Ted Bundy, right?
Wow.
She subscribes to multiple
background checking apps. It's got to cost a minimum of $100. I mean, it's...
I would think so.
A real proper one is a lot of money.
What's up, boys? Calling Atlanta again. We raise chickens. We usually get about... 3, 4, 5, maybe 6, if we're lucky, eggs a day, somewhere in that range. And I feed them this organic egg-laying feed. I think it's called Nature's Best or something. But my wife was telling me, and that's all I feed them, nothing else, no corn, no nothing. That's how you get the eggs. My wife was telling me, she's read a bunch of articles about people putting crap in this. What's up, boys? Calling Atlanta again. We raised chickens.
I'd like to point out
that the Electoral College system has been destroyed by the states that allow all of their electoral votes go to the popular vote of that state. Yep. Think about it. It means the people that voted opposite the mega centers, their rights aren't protected.
They don't have to vote for the popular winner.
But they do.
Right.
I hear Yofre's wiener is long and flat. Hey, bro. Come on.
Hey, guys. What's up? Sleeper Cell Greg. Well, I got to admit, I first thought that maybe Paul Pelosi had forgotten the safe word, and that's what brought this whole incident about. But I don't know. He sounded pretty damn lucid in that audio. Now I'm thinking more along the lines of, if he's not around, it's going to be harder to pin Nancy for insider trading, and also may make the pathway to that ambassadorship in Italy a lot smoother for her and more enjoyable.
Is he suggesting that Nancy planned a hit on her husband to get him out of the way so she could scoot off to Italy?
I think that's the theory he's throwing out there.
Sounds plausible to me.
Hey, boys, calling Atlanta, part three real quick, and I'll get off. So what she found out, my wife, about the chickens, about the chicken feed, is a lot of these companies are just, like, going to cheaper ingredients, and they can't keep up with inflation and shipping, and they're actually charging more for this feed, but they're putting crappier ingredients in it. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. Beedoo.
He's trying to give them an excuse. They couldn't help it.
97 glass of.
It's pretty obvious that we have a policing issue in this country. I mean, look at Uvalde. How many of those cops failed those kids in that school? You've got George Floyd. You got the cops up in Memphis. The list goes on and on. And how much of this stuff do we not know about? How many cops got away with things that are similar to this? We definitely have a policing problem, and it needs to be fixed.
Amen. I agree. Maybe we just don't have the right cops in the right place. Take the five brothers from Memphis, put them in a hallway in Uvalde, and take those pussies and put them on the street in Memphis approaching...
You're saying we need a cop redistribution.
Redistribution of, yeah.
Correction, it wouldn't have been a bulldozer. It would have been a loader. Beedoo, love you.
It's pretty obvious. So we have a police,
a loader. This look, that's what it says in the story. It's a bulldozer.
No. Correction. It's a front end loader.
Look, argue with those people down there.
Correction.
Get out of here.
Hey, Bruce. How about?
This is Howard Cosell bringing you play-by-play footage of the live police cam of the Pelosi incident. Okay, the officers are walking up to the door now. Are they? They're knocking. The door opens. There's Paul Pelosi. There's some weird-looking dude with a hammer. And what's that? Down goes Pelosi! Down goes Pelosi!
Listen, people, guys. Listen, people. Your phrase went.
Hey, it's me, Kat. Hey, bro.
And those
are my coffee I like my slaves. Free. What were you thinking, you racist?
Those are the remarks for today. Download the app and go to town. When we return, we will get dark. Dark history. What is Friday going to be dark?
No. It's Friday. It's party time.
All right.
We're going to talk about that kinky stuff that your grandparents got into in the 1920s.
Kinky stuff?
Very kinky.
I used to find some weird stuff in the medicine cabinet of my grandmother's house. I didn't know what they were until I finally found out it was a douchebag. What the hell is this?
No, we are going to be talking about 1920 cuddle parties.
Cuddle parties? All right. All right, we'll do it next. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
WFYY HD3 Windermere, WXUS HD3, W266 DY Dunellen, WZLB Valparaiso. Florida Man Radio.
I'm about sick of her.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So I'm going to sing as Nancy Pelosi with lots of big major seven chords. Donald Trump is morbidly obese. That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
It's tangerine. He's a tangerine racist with over-whitened teeth.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
He's got the doctor on the bottom of his shoes. Tracking it through the Oval Office and the Lincoln bedroom.
Doggy do on his shoes.
Scroll, 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 scroll. I heard his wait.
Inappropriate.
I heard his State of the Union address. It was inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Constitutionally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So I made faces and tore that speech to shreds. It was inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Totally constitutionally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
And he wears ties with colors not found in nature. He goes to Burger King and still asks for a whaler.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
I pray for Donald every single night. Because he's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
And I pray for his bastard children and his Russian spy wife. She's inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
So inappropriate. And his fake tan. And his horrible orange hair. And his eyebrows are longer than Rapunzel's hair.
Inappropriate.
The worst president that I have ever seen. And we will impeach him once again. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Somebody open that door at Paul Pelosi's house. I'm convinced of it now. Eric's trying to show me there's no way when the door first opens, you could see Paul Pelosi's nowhere near the handle. He is nowhere near it, nor is David. But the door opens all the way with seemingly with no one touching it. And to the right, there's a little, you know, the door is framed by like French windows that are on the inside are treated with blinds. And when the door opens, you could see the blinds on the left hand side of that door move like someone pushed up against it, like they pulled that door in and was hiding.
It is weird. I tried to like frame by frame to see if I could see an arm in it. There's no way Paul could have done it.
No.
Paul's arm is held with a hammer with the right hand. His left hand, he has a drink in it. I looked for his arm in it. The only thing I can think is maybe DePappy with his right hand grabbed it and threw it open, but it's not.
No, because he had the hammer in his right hand. And both of his, he had the hammer and he was holding on to Pelosi's right hand. So that no, there had to be a third person there.
It is definitely
just like there was
weirder,
a mystery person in the car. Yeah. This DUI.
I guess Fox News has shown a video of him breaking in, but he breaks into a small, you know, smashes a window and who knows? It's very odd. There's more stuff to it.
Fox News has a video of them.
Of him breaking in.
I haven't seen it. From the outside.
Yes. From all those cameras that we knew that they had.
Right. Oh, from their own security cameras?
Yes.
Huh, interesting. But someone did open the doors, no doubt about it. You can't convince me otherwise.
Nancy Pelosi says she will not watch the video.
Oh, she's already seen it. She had to know how to, how to lie about it effectively. Some doctors got together. And I guess they wanted to learn for emergency physicians in Australia. And so they said they'd meet a lot of parents that come in there freaking out because their kid has swallowed something like a Lego. And they, vast majority of kids simply pass it through their, poop within a day or so. But he wanted to spare the parents from needless worry. So six doctors, swallowed a Lego head. That's pretty big.
Nah, Lego heads aren't too bad.
Okay.
I think I can swallow a couple of them.
And just to find out, how long it would take to pass the way through and it came out safely. To raise awareness about things like that and small button batteries and things of that nature. But they each swallowed one and,
timed how long it would take to pass through them.
Right. So they'll know when to look in the poop. My mother, I swallowed a penny when I was a kid because I saw a cartoon and some cartoon dog had changed. He took some money and made change with his mouth. I thought it was funny. And I put a penny in my mouth and I swallowed it. And I freaked out, as I recall. I was a little kid. And my mother made me poop in the training toilet in the hallway. until she would, and then she would go, she would search through it to make sure I passed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she tried to show it to my dad on a spoon. He said, "Get the hell out of here." I was just happy I didn't have to crap in the hallway anymore on a kiddie training potty. Embarrassing. Oh, man. If you are going to be in the Outback anytime soon, just hiking, playing your didgeridoo or throwing your boomerang, keep your eye out for a small capsule. It's not really big. It's 6 millimeters in diameter by 8 millimeters high. If you see it, just leave it alone. Don't pick it up. Don't be curious about it because it is highly radioactive. It is a missing radioactive capsule. It's a little capsule that contains a radioactive substance. People are being urged not to even get close to it. Stay away because of its radioactive properties. The radioactive gauges commonly used in mining the Geiger counters. It went missing from a truck sometime after January 10th. Any motorists who have traveled along the highway there should check their tires in case the capsule had come lodged in your tire. Man, that's small.
Yeah, it's like a pebble. That's why they can't find it.
Wow.
They're going to have to spend a couple days just driving up and down the road with a Geiger counter.
Yeah. It fell through the gap left by a bolt hole after the bolt was dislodged when a container collapsed as a result of vibrations from the movement of the trip. It does emit what they consider a reasonable amount of radiation. It is equivalent to you getting 10 x-rays an hour if you're within 3 feet of it.
It's probably not good for you.
That's a lot. The bad news is the half-life of the substance is 30 years. It's going to be out there radioactive for a long time. If you have it long enough near you, it could cause acute radiation sickness.
If they can't find it anytime soon, they're going to be able to find it when they find the giant mutated spiders out there.
Oh, they're already mutated to begin with. Well, 1,400 kilometers between the sites that thing traveled. It's somewhere. They're never going to find that thing. Imagine something so small is so radioactive. I mean, you could weaponize that pretty easily.
Also, they probably should have a better job of securing that sucker.
Yeah. Somewhere where a bolt doesn't come out of a hole and allow it to... I mean, were there a bunch of these or just one?
I don't know.
I mean, they're really little. Do they have, they're transporting a tiny little radioactive capsule 1,400 miles to the where it needs to be? Or
I'm sure it's part of a machine. They use it for mining, so I'm sure it's some sort of,
X-ray, perhaps.
X-ray of the mine where they can take a look and see, well, there's some iron ore behind this wall if we just,
Right. But they only have one?
I'm sure they have more, but this is the one that fell out.
So I'm going to get it. They must have got back to the place and did an inventory. Went, oh, hell, we've lost one. Right?
Or they turned it on and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah. We're one capsule shy of a full capsule. All right, let's get dark.
Let's do it.
It's Disturbing History with EZ. There's a lot of history out there. Some of it isn't in the books.
Yes, it's Friday. And, go into the weekend, have a little fun. Don't want to depress you too much because the rest of the world is super depressing.
Right.
So today's one's not too bad unless the thought of your grandparents and great-grandparents getting freaky-deaky, freaks you out too much. Because they were, quote, air quotes, they really weren't, apparently. You think about today and you hear sex parties, swingers. Yeah. And
back then, it had nothing but missionary style. They hadn't even figured out any other style at that point.
Oh, no, they knew all the other positions.
Oh.
They've watched enough animals, they knew at least two positions. So, but it's not like today where you get together in a nudist colony and all right, you're swapping Agnes with
Fred and Ethel.
Yeah. But in the 1920s, cuddling was a popular social activity, which with what were called petting parties or snuggle pupping.
What is a petting party?
Well, these things took place all over the country, and the 1920s were rife with social change. Had a little bit of that jazz music had shown up. Yeah. A little bit of that reefer had been getting around. People were getting a little freaky. They also had flapper fashions, new dances, prohibition. And also, got together and had a little poke and tickle party at a
poke and tickle?
Yeah, a little poke and tickle.
Man. Poke and tickle. I can only imagine what poke and tickle is. I got a really good idea of it in my head.
Cuddling in the 1920s was innocent fun for many and a great way to experiment before committing to a relationship or a marriage. But of course, it was considered dangerous according to the religious and the social conservative.
Yes, you may experience an erection.
No dancing, no cuddle parties. They saw physical contact between young, repressed men and women as another sign of the moral decline seizing the nation. Really, though, the reality of a cuddle party is actually probably somewhere in between. It's a bunch of young people getting together.
In their clothes?
Yes.
Well,
sometimes. So,
until it's poke and tickle time.
Yeah, the Washington Times first mentioned petting parties in a 1915 story, where they described consisting of cozy corners and twosing in general.
And what?
Cozy corners and twosing.
Twosing?
Yes, twosing. The phenomenon spread quickly throughout the United States and took on many names. Regionally, cuddling could be referred to as several things. Southerners called it necking.
Necking?
Necking.
Yeah.
They still do some necking around here. In the western part, it was called mushing. While in the Midwest, it was known as fussing and spooning.
Fussing?
Or spooning.
Yep. They were all talking about the same thing, the cuddle thing.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Spooning was more or less universal, and flappers, when they started talking about parties, they called it snuggle pupping.
Snuggle pupping.
Snuggle pupping.
It all sounds like like sex to me.
It does, but really it wasn't. So cuddling or petting parties were places where young men and women could explore kissing, touching, and other aspects of physical contact.
Aha! Handies.
However, it was important to note, these parties included everything but sleeping together. No sex.
Really?
Not here. And those in attendance, always you only cuddled with one partner. There was no cuddle swinging going on here in the 1920s.
No cuddle swapping?
Nope, you did not swap partners at all. In many ways, the group aspect of the party was simple, a way to keep the physicality somewhat low-key, as well as kept couples with one another instead of looking for another party. You got together, did a little cuddling. Author F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Is there a place suitable, like you need a room full of cots or beds, or you just sit on a couch and cuddle?
Nah, you just get together at someone's house.
And cuddle. Just start cuddling.
Yeah, a little reefer.
Oh, yeah.
Had to make sure there was only white people, though, because that was the 1920s.
That's right. Unless you went that way.
F. Scott Fitzgerald, he mentioned in his novel, his debut novel, This Side of Paradise, he refers to petting parties as a common American phenomenon. Published in 1920, This Side of Paradise tells the story of one Amory Blaine, a Princeton student struggling with the issues of love and greed in the World War I era United States. The book was well received and introduced many readers to the term and concept of a petting party.
It was all the rage, huh?
It was. You had yourself a little cocktail. Maybe you did a little jazz dancing.
Yeah, a little bathtub gin.
Women participate in cuddle parties, challenge the notions of ladylike behaviors, though. Flappers with their short hair, shorter dresses, makeup, and participation in drinking, smoking, and dancing. Where free spirits encounter many of the traditional notions of femininity and appropriate behavior for women. Their participation in snuggle pupping. Again, a great, I'm bringing that back. It was an extension of this, but they were the only women taking part in public petting. In general, women at petting parties participated in activities that were considered by their elders as immoral and impure. You know, way to upset your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Come back.
Like from, being goth today does.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you came back from the big game, maybe. Went out, saw you at a jazz club, and went out to a petting party. Cuddling and petting, though, was big on college campuses.
Oh, college
campuses. Huge, yes. As indicated by Fitzgerald, college students participate in intimate petting on a regular basis. Colleges were places where youths could explore and push boundaries in the bedroom, and they did. According to one study from the 1920s, 92% of college students had participated in petting, and those who had not were shunned. They were outsiders.
Is that just feeling somebody up?
Basically, they were just cuddling. It was a cuddling, like, making out. It's more of a make-out party.
Wow.
But can I imagine that you are such a nerd, you weren't invited to the make-out party.
Yeah, you can't snuggle pop up in here.
In 1921, Miss Augustus Trowbridge, which by far the most anti-everything name of all time.
What is it?
Miss Augustus Trowbridge.
Oh, yeah.
She does not like dancing in her town.
No.
No smoking, no cuddle parties.
No billiards, nothing.
She spoke to college students at Wellesley College about the dangers of petting parties. She didn't need to explain what a petting party was to our audience, a particularly telling tidbit, but she didn't mince words when she associated the pastime with vulgarity and revolting badness.
Vulgarity? And revolting badness.
Yes.
Oh, not revolting badness.
And Trowbridge wasn't the only one who saw petting and cuddling as a sign of rapid moral decline. The Women's Christian Temperance Union spoke out against them, as well as did the Conservative League of American Women in New York.
The temperance people are trying to get people to stop drinking alcohol, right?
Well, alcohol leads to petting parties.
Uh-huh. That leads to vulgarities and immorality.
Mm, and it also leads to smoking the dope and interracial parties. And they had to stop this. These groups tried to limit contact between young men and women, but of course it was unsuccessful because that's what they do. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, they were done with petting parties. Police officers would go so far as to throw ice on people at petting parties.
Oh my God.
Busting through the door with buckets of ice to tamper down these hot relationships they were having.
They throw ice on them?
Yes.
On people that are snuggling and kissing on the couch.
Mm-hmm. And in Pittsburgh, the couples were even fined for spooning.
A spooning fine, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was $150 for being the big spoon, $50 for being the little spoon. Fears that cuddling and petting would result in sleeping with someone outside of marriage led to ordinances like the one from Norfolk, Arkansas, in which 1925 prohibited unmarried men and women from sleeping together within the city limits. If you drove right outside of town, you're good to go.
Bang crazy, whoever you want.
The petting party participants, though, sometimes had mixed feelings about it. In an anonymous letter to Photoplay magazine columnist Carolyn Van Weck in 1926, one woman described the challenges of a petting phenomenon. She wrote that the boys all seem to do it and don't come back to you if you don't do it also. They know you're a petting prude, so
boys aren't going to come around. Prude, yep. That's right. So wait, you wouldn't go with a date? You just go and find a date? And well, find someone to start, hey, you want a little, pet and pup?
No, it's a little more of, hey, Betty Sue, after the Friday night homecoming game, we're all heading down to a petting party. You down with it? And if Betty Sue says, no, I'm a good, pure, Christian girl. Yeah, she's out. Can't. Nope. No longer. It says that we, the girls, are at wit ends and don't know what to do. Van Wick responded that it was better to be a flat tire with romance than a hot date with fear. So if you're willing to put out, you're heading off to a cuddle party. You were the one. Letters reveal how relationships between men and women were complicated by increasing physical contact. Other girls enjoyed being referred to as snuggle puppies and called the young men and boys that did cuddle with them sissies or flat tires.
Flat tires. Boy, that's a bad one there.
Oh, yeah. You boys that weren't down with the cuddling.
He's a flat tire. Yeah.
And then finally, though, this led to the sexual revolution in the 60s. In the late 1940s and 50s, biologist and sexologist one Alfred Kinsey issued his Kinsey Report, which reported petting parties of the 1920s had altered the way men and women engage in sexual contact and continue to do so. According to Kinsey, whether or not a woman pet was assumed following the 1920s. Additionally, before the 1920s, 86% of women had never slept with anyone before marriage. After the 1920s, though, that number fell to 61%. The petting parties led to the unmarried sex. And that is why we are all pagan monstrosities that love sex and porn nowadays.
Pagan monstrosities. Oh, that's awesome. Anything, nothing weirder than that, huh?
No, I mean, quite the change when you talk about outside of maybe middle school sleepovers, you're not hearing of a bunch of people getting together and do a petting party.
There were things that once you had a driver's license, you could, there was a park that we'd go hang out and drink beer at, and guys, you know, if you had a girlfriend or you'd find a girlfriend there, you'd make out with her or whatever.
But I like that kind of, that step beyond make out became heavy petting. And I'm assuming that's where the term kind of adjusted up a little. Like you went from petting to
heavy petting. Yeah, you're right. It went from snuggling to grabbing your boobs, you know? Heavy petting. No mention of sex toys. I'm sure there was a world in the 20s. There's always been.
I'm sure there was
Kink City.
Like an upper level of it. But when you're talking about that, they had cops showing up to break up your cuddle parties.
And fine you for spooning?
You probably might have been
executed. Stop that spooning!
Like, if the cops actually burst open the door and there were a bunch of people with different sex toys, that cop may have passed out in fear. There's some sort of satanic party going on here, so definitely the devil's working here.
Oh, Lord. I'm not surprised if it started with petting. But if there had never been cuddling parties, would we be here to... Or do we have cuddling parties to blame for transgender ideology and men in the girls' bathroom and men swimming against women?
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, American morality went down at that point.
I like to be in the middle somewhere. We're all know we're clear and, you know, you don't...
I think we hit it like the 60s. That was our peak.
You think? Yeah, we weren't encumbered by AIDS or... I'm sure it was herpes back then.
No, I mean, there were STDs, but it was more of a, all right, we're... there are the religious people that are, you know, their marriage. You do this, and then you had the people that were free love.
Yeah,
and
they may settle down one day, but right now,
I mean, most of them have settled down. That's actually a lot of the boomers are now the people that settled down. So it was kind of that nice like mix. We had enough of the people, but there also wasn't the they were burning bras. They weren't it wasn't the guys trying to use the women's restroom. So
right. That's the sexual revolution? It's the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call it a sexual revolution? People started banging more?
Because we went from cuddle parties to actually like...
Like painting your boobs and dancing at a Jimi Hendrix concert?
Yeah, burning bras and sex parties. Yeah. No.
All right. Uh-oh. All right, winner returned. KJP got hammered today.
Her and Paul.
Yeah, her and Paul. we'll get a little bit of that for you, too. And why you should most definitely get your woman high on cannabis before making nookie. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. We'll be right back. it's a secret to orgasms for women, according to this article. Females that smoke before sex are more likely to climax and climax multiple times. Both men and women have better sex with cannabis. But they say it could unlock the key to multiple orgasms for women.
I like to hear Dr. Ruth saying that.
Hear what?
Dr. Ruth saying that.
Dr. Ruth. Yeah.
You must get
multiple orgasms. Smoking cannabis. They get into the science of it, but hey, I heard all I needed to know in the first in the title, the first paragraph. You always think that a bioethicist is going to not be weird. Every bioethicist that makes a statement, I'm like, what? You're determined ethical science?
Yeah, you would think they would possibly be ethical.
Yeah, Anna Smador, whatever, University of Oslo, wrote in a theoretical medicine and bioethics journal that women who are brain dead shouldn't have their wombs just go to waste when people that want children can use them. We already know that pregnancies can be successfully carried to term in brain-dead women. There is no obvious medical reason why initiating pregnancies would not be possible. So there's no obvious medical reason, but there's an obvious ethical reason.
They would
impregnate a woman who's a vegetable for whatever reason, accident, brain aneurysm, and keep them alive for the sole reason
of putting a baby in there.
Just growing a baby.
Using them as a weird, like, human pod.
Yeah, basically. The donor would have to give consent ahead of time, but overall, the government policies should support it. Man, that's medieval stuff right there.
But, then, I mean, all these bodies are just going to waste laying around there.
That's right. They could be little baby incubators.
But at least Canada's killing theirs off so they can use those parts.
Poor KJP had a rough one. There's a bill going around the House that Marjorie Taylor Greene signed that would stop, would prevent Biden from selling our strategic oil reserves to China. And the news that even in mainstream media, Newsweek, that President Biden has released and sold more oil from our strategic petroleum reserves than all other presidents in history put together.
Yeah, to keep our gas prices down as they go back up to $3.40 a gallon.
Yeah, $3.50 something near my house now.
Somewhat related to EVs, but gas prices could hit $4 in the next couple of months, the national average, according to a lot of the experts like Gas Buddy. How likely is it that the president taps into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve again this year to try to lower prices?
So Secretary Granholm, as you know, was here, I believe, on Monday, and she was asked this question. And so that is certainly something that's under her purview as well. And we don't have anything to share on that. What I can say about gas prices more broadly is that while some temporary refinery outages and maintenance are impacting gas prices right now, the price of gas is still down about $1.50 since June peak and around where it was when.
They never, ever, 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 ever want to mention what the gas prices were when Joe Biden took office.
Yeah, it's down from June peak.
This is just an outright gaslight about the border. It just,
I also love the fact that it stands out to me that when a news reporter goes, according to the experts, Gas Buddy. Like, it's such a, you expect like the
something more professional sounding than
United
Gas Buddy.
United States Gasoline like Association.
The United States Petroleum Information Corporation. Yeah.
Nah, according to Gas Buddy.
Gas Buddy.
And so the number of people crossing unlawfully from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela declined by 89% in less than 3 weeks.
Yes, all of them, but not anyone else.
89%. And this month, we're on track to see the lowest levels of monthly border encounters since February 2021. Our measures, again, are working because we are treating this matter with urgency. We're not using...
What are the measures? Yeah, what are they doing?
Measures have they done?
it as a political stunt. We're not using it as a political football. We're taking this very seriously.
Okay, I'm tired of hearing them how they take stuff so seriously because they it's always the thing they take the least seriously.
Yeah, because I, you know, the reporter needs to put his hand up and go, okay, so what have you done? And then she would go, I'd like to refer you to the White House counsel.
Right. Here is a question about the Elon Musk meeting. Elon has come to town and met with majority and minority party leaders about keeping Twitter
politically neutral.
Yeah, as neutral as possible. Here's a question about whether or not the laptop came up.
On the Elon Musk meeting, did his Twitter ownership come up at all?
No.
And then what about the topic of Hunter Biden's laptop?
No. I would refer to Hunter's representatives on that.
On the Elon Musk meeting.
Hunter's representatives? He had representatives in that meeting? Here is a question from Ducey and about the day President Biden self-reported materials, the classified the classified materials, and it gets a strange answer.
Why do White House officials insist that the president self-reported the classified materials if his lawyers initially called the White House and not the Justice Department?
I would refer you to the White House counsel.
But we heard from this podium the other day that President Biden self-reported the materials. That's not what, exactly what happened.
Who did you hear that from?
John Kirby.
Well, I would refer you to the White House counsel.
Where did you hear that from? Oh, John Kirby.
White House counsel. She loves having that now in her back pocket. When she doesn't want to answer a question, she just...
I would refer you to White House counsel. Another Ducey question about why Biden won't speak to the American people now that we're potentially about to have a weekend of riots, perhaps.
So when you talk about infrastructure, you say it's important for the president to have a chance to speak directly to the American people. Why doesn't he want to speak directly to the American people now that some big cities are bracing potentially this weekend for riots?
So he put out a statement yesterday, and I think when a statement comes from the president of the United States, it has a powerful impact.
As long as he didn't mess it up with his words.
He was very clear in that statement. He offered his condolences to the family of Tyree Nichols. He also joined the family in calling for peaceful protests. That is an important statement that the president could make.
Do we ever know that a statement comes out of that he said something that he actually said it?
Not unless he actually comes out and says it.
Me here reiterating what the president has said.
Here she is getting a little on the snippy side about whether or not she's answered a question that was asked of her.
Cooperating with the current legal process at this time. I'm just not going to say anything more.
This is not a question about the handling of classified documents. It's a question of communication.
I just answered your question. I just answered your question.
I literally just
answered your question. But I did.
About whether or not you think the White House has done a good job communicating.
No, but I answered the first part. I answered it in my first part, which is I know David Axelrod. He has every right to have his opinion. And I've known him for a long time. I've worked closely with him. And that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Man, what a job. It's got to be tough. debt limit question here.
If the Republicans in the House do present a plan for conditions for what they would raise the debt limit under, will you start negotiations with them on that plan? What would be the point of them presenting you with a list of demands?
Well, what I'm saying is they want to cut,
yes.
But they're just saying this rhetoric that's incredibly dangerous, that is very dangerous to the full credit and of our country, right?
She did not answer that question. What was that?
You think about the debt ceiling. You think about the debt limit. We're talking about debt that has been racked up.
She didn't. They want to cut, cut, cut. I think if you looked around America, if you polled most Americans, they would also want to cut, cut, cut.
Yeah, if you grabbed a poll of the entire country, every single person said, hey, do you want the government to cut back on its spending? I would tell you probably would be 80% would say
maybe
yes.
Maybe more. It would have to be, I think, wouldn't 100% of Americans want to cut spending?
Oh, no, there's some, they're like, oh, yeah, they do a great job spending. I love it.
They spend our money so well.
Daddy government gives so much.
All right, here is KJP being asked about Trump being allowed to return to his accounts at Facebook and Instagram.
Does White House have any response to Meta reinstating former President Trump's accounts on Facebook and Instagram?
So look, we're not going to comment on an individual Twitter account or social media accounts from here. That is the responsibility. That is something that the independent, clearly, platforms decide on. And, you know, we rely on the platforms, that private company, to make sure that their platform is not used to incite violence. And so that is something that we will continue to call on.
And we will infiltrate them all with former feds, CIA, and FBI, and ensure that if anyone does, we'll quickly kick them off the platform. The body cam footage is coming out tonight. No, this is the Paul Pelosi body cam. Oh, did I have fun? Nancy is not going to watch this video. She has no desire.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's with a grateful heart and on behalf of my entire family that we continue to thank people for all of their prayers that they continue to send us, asking about the progress my husband is making, and he is making progress, but it'll take more time. As you know, today there was a release of some information. I have not heard the 911 call. I have not heard the confession.
That's a lie.
I have not seen the break-in, and I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life. I won't be making any more statements about this case as it proceeds, except to again thank people and inform them of Paul's progress.
I'm upset that he did not finish the job.
He will not be getting the second half of his payment.
So this is her, KJP, talking about the Paul Pelosi camp.
I have not seen the video yet. I know that that was just released, and I know many many of the cable news outlets have been showing the video to this morning. I haven't had a chance to check in with him or to ask him. But I think you don't even need a video to know how horrific and unconscionable the attack of Paul Pelosi was. And to be very honest, it's a miracle that Paul was not more seriously injured. And we are grateful that he is on his way and continues to recover. The president has always been clear and continues to be clear to condemn any sort of political violence. There is no place for it here in our country. And he's going to always believe that and ask for people to come together, Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter which party you're in, to condemn the political violence and violent rhetoric that we have seen over the years.
She once again, I'm not going to play it for her. She claims that she's announces that she's a Claniac once again. And
she says again to look it up, but I have no idea what a Claniac is.
In another point of personal privilege, as I did earlier this week, because you know I am a proud Claniac, as I mentioned here a couple days ago, which is real. Just look it up.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You can say any name into EAC, you know, Berkiac. Eziac.
Just wanted to share a moment that I think perfectly encapsulates how much Ron means to everyone here.
Why is he getting out? He's leaving because he can't deal. You ought to be right behind him. You ought to split with him. Is it? Can you look it up and actually find something?
No, not really.
Look it up. It's a real thing. Look it up.
The only thing that I get when I put what is a Claniac sends me to a KJP tweet.
Well, that's maybe that's what she wanted to do. That's funny. Yet another teacher has been sacked after being caught on OnlyFans. Pretty much the standard is if you are on OnlyFans and you teach children and we find out about it, we're going to let you go, right? Which is weird because at the same time, they're cool. They would be probably cool if you did some OnlyFans poses in the classroom for the kids.
Yes, if they find out you're making money, gone. If they find out you're on the desk, spread legs, showing the kids what these things do, then they probably would be okay with
You'd
it.
You'd probably get Teacher of the Year. Libs of TikTok informed the school that Percy had appeared to film OnlyFans content while in a school bathroom. Brenna Percy is no longer employed at the Wolf Swamp School in Massachusetts. Under her OnlyFans name, Harry Boo. Harry Boo. Previously posted a photo on social media with her chest exposed. She had captioned the image, "Naughty at Work." According to this news outlet, the school's superintendent told Libs of TikTok that she no longer works there. The school's website removed her from the staff section, further indicated she had been fired. Amazingly, this is the second time in 3 months that a teacher has been terminated after filming OnlyFans videos on school grounds. the former teacher... former Arizona science teacher, known by her stage name, Chloe Carter, fired for her job filming OnlyFans content on her student's desk with her husband. Now, if they were doing it at home, they'd still be fired for it, right?
Might get away.
You have an argument.
Yes, because there's
it's
one.
It's my own private business.
I think there's one here in Florida where I saw the article the other day. The mom's like a PTA mom, and they kicked her off there because they found out she had an OnlyFans.
Because all their husbands were masturbating.
Yeah, those are, I'm like, okay, this is her whatever. She's not doing it in the classroom. When you're doing it on the kid's desk, that gets you fired.
Carter blamed her lack of pay as a teacher for the decision to go on OnlyFans, but she was even banned on OnlyFans for violating their policies on sexual content that is produced in a public place. After resorting to selling her dirty panties, former teacher was able to pay off a large amount of debt.
Like, even the one that was in the bathroom, I'm okay, it's in the bathroom, it's at a preschool, that's a little weird, but there's no way... But when you're bonking on a kid's desk, did you afterwards go back with like some Clorox wipes and wipe that down? Or this poor Timmy, you got to lay his head on the desk next day and go, what the hell is that?
Oh, God. not to mention the unsanitary nature of it. It's also kind of sicko because you're in a little kid's class and you're banging the hell out of a teacher. Man, there's a rage right now to take the diabetes drug Ozempic. Is that what I'm talking about? Yeah. Because you lose a lot of weight. It's normally for type 2 diabetes, but there's a lot of conversation lately about people taking it to lose a weight. I think you automatically, you lose, a decent amount of weight.
Yes, I am on it.
Huh?
I am on it for diabetes, yes.
Does it work? Does it keep your appetite down or something?
It does. And I've probably lost about 10 pounds since I've been on it.
No kidding.
But it's because I actually need it. It's not because I was trying to lose weight.
It's not because you're vain.
It sucks because it became really hard to find it.
Right. Because stars like Chelsea Handler are getting it. She didn't know she was taking it. She didn't have diabetes.
Okay. It's a shot. It is literally like an insulin tube that you have to go, you have to put the needle on it, I have to have it stabbed into my thigh. Yeah. It's not something that, there's a pill. Let me, doctor hands me a handful of pills. Right. Just take them.
It's very popular. Quick weight loss. It's led to complaints because it's causing shortage for those who need it, like you. She said on a podcast that she injected herself with the drug after she came back from being on vacation in Spain. Days later, she went to lunch with a friend who noted that she wasn't planning on eating and she was currently on Ozempic. And I was like, I'm kind of nauseous, too, but I had just come back from Spain, and there was jet lag. She said when her friend asked her that if she was sure she wasn't taking Ozempic, Handler informed her that no, she was taking semaglutide. Then her friend told her, hey, dumbass, that's Ozempic.
Yes, because it also goes by the name Weg, something like that.
Handler said she's also said she's no longer taking it because she believes it's irresponsible. She said, I'm an irresponsible drug user, but I'm not going to take a diabetic drug. I tried it, and I'm not going to do that. That's not for me. Man. So she didn't know. I mean, what her doctors do, Hollywood doctors go, oh, you need this, you need this. Injector. What do you, if your doctor gave you something in a vial and then sent you home with a bunch of syringes and needles and and alcohol swabs, the whole deal. And
then ask a question what that is.
Yeah, jam about 1 milliliter of this into your leg once a week, into the muscle. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, I say, yeah. Oh, don't worry about it. It's good for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hey, what's this for?
These liberals will take any needle and stick it in their body, and they don't care what's in there. Man. She didn't even know. I don't buy that.
No, she knew exactly. Well, it was more the doctor said, hey, we've got this weight loss drug. It's doing a great job. You should try it out.
Semaglutide, yeah.
Yeah.
And give it a shot. And it's just called by a different name. He didn't tell her it's also called Ozempic.
He may have just like, here it is, take it. It'll be good for you.
I believe that she went there and asked for it.
She probably did. She heard everybody else.
She's hot. I don't know why she needs to lose weight. She's very attractive.
Yeah. But
she shows her nude body off all the time.
Hollywood is like, I think the Kardashians are using it. All the influencers are using it. So, of course, now everybody is going to their doctor and like, I want it right now.
Yeah.
And then they're advertising then like crazy, too.
Poor EZ coming in there and it can't get his blood sugar right and because you're eating up all the damn Ozempic.
And there's a lot of people I know a lot that are trying to get it, and it is hard to get it to the point
that
where
sucks.
There are now people that are the semi-glutide. You can buy it on Amazon, but it's like it's not the mixed formula. So people are buying it
some pharmacy.
Well, no, what was why am I blanking? All the COVID. People are going and buying the fish cleaner, the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can buy it. So they're buying it and mixing their own and injecting it, and the doctor's like, hey, don't do that.
Whoa, yeah, that's not... Wow. That's not good. I'm not going to buy something online and inject myself with it when it gets my Amazon order comes in today.
and I will tell the people that are using it for weight loss, I've seen some people that are having some weird side effects of it from it.
Really?
They're talking about I've seen a bunch of articles with what they call aged face. It causes, specifically, it seems like a lot of the hot influencers that took it, they look like the picture from 2 weeks ago to now, they look like they aged like 5 years.
Well, that's a tough vanity decision to make. You want to be thin? You want to look young? You want to be thin? You want to look young? if you're going to take that and look old, you also got to heavily invest in Botox to puff your, and then whatever the puffer stuff is they use.
Isn't Hollywood great when it comes to plastic surgery?
Wonderful. All right, we got to take a break here. When we return, movie man Mike will join us. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
WFYY HD3 Windermere. WXUS HD3. W266DY Dunellen. WZLB Valparaiso. Florida Man Radio.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists. They never freed the slaves, they realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens, we think we free cause we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame. They saw fake woke. Don't care about feelings, they know. They won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake, old, safe zones. They so fake mode. Facts don't care about your feelings. I think it's crazy how these people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor cause he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue cause they choose what they erase. There's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think Black Lives Matter was the stupidest name when the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. I just wanna spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family without being accused of celebrating Native casualties. We got so divided, it's black and white and political. Republicans are bigots, libtards if you're liberal. There's riots in our streets and it's just getting worse. Y'all screaming deep on the police, y'all a genius for sure. They're underfunded already, they're way too busy to work. Order food and call the cops, see what reaches you first. Segregation ended, that's a lie in itself. That was a strategy to make us think they were trying to help. They knew that racism was hot if they designed it to sell. We buy up every single box and divide us ourselves. Hey, so, fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings. They know, they won't tell me what to believe in. Hey, so, fake woke. Same old, safe zones. Hey, so, fake woke. To get peace and wonder why it isn't working. That's like sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it, our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it silently. When country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill when the side effects get you high. You get addicted like these rappers dying, fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety, I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. They're trying to change amen to amen and women. How do we let them make praying a microaggression? Instead of asking God for the strength to keep winning, we cheat to get ahead and then we ask him for forgiveness. Feminism used to be the most righteous of fights, but these days it feels like they secretly hate guys. I don't trust anyone who bleeds for a week and don't die. I'm just kidding, but everything else that I said is right. They so fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings. They know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake old, safe zones. They so fake mode. Facts don't care about your feelings.
An email from Adam Schiff. How did he get my email address?
No, you're on the list.
Adam Schiff for Senate. Friend, I wanted you to hear it from me first. I'm running for the U.S. Senate in 2024 because we're in the fight of our lives for the future of our country.
How did you end up on that mailing list?
I have no idea.
I guess he probably shouldn't hear that promo I'm playing all the rest of the week.
Probably not. Fridays, we're joined by movie man Mike. He is a movie reviewer from the right. You can read his reviews in Newsmax magazine, thefederalist.com, as well as the other.
The Epic Times.
Epic Times. I knew it. How are you, Mike? What's going on?
I'm doing great, buddy. Looking forward to a nice long weekend. It's been a busy week. I got a new policy. There are 7 new movies this week, and 3 of them were not screened for the press. In past episodes on the show, I've mentioned them. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to give them free advertising. You know, if you don't want to show that movie to me ahead of time, lots of luck. Knock yourself out.
The way you report it now, mentioning the fact that they didn't put it out for review, gives our audience a great piece of advice. Like,
it sucks.
Yeah, even they don't want anyone to see it, so don't waste your money on seeing it. You know.
Okay. Well, one of them's called Fear. There are 2 horror movies. One's called Fear. The other's called Blood. And the other one is a romantic comedy with Diane Keaton. Oh. And the name, Susan Sarandon's in it. They're all tanking on Rotten Tomatoes. So there you go.
A question, Mike. Have you ever seen a movie?
AZ's got a question.
Have you ever seen a movie that they didn't review for the let the critics review that was actually good?
Good point.
No.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
No.
Because that is their best armor against a crappy opening is that no one got a chance to tell the world how bad it sucks, and they only have to rely on the trailer or whatever advertising or marketing they've
done.
Yeah,
but there are critics, and I know a number of them that take a really FU attitude, and they'll go out and see it on Thursday night or Friday morning and do a quickie review just because they want to, you know, be different,
right,
or have maximum coverage. If you don't want to show me your movie, fine. I'm not going to watch it. Simple as that.
I'm with you. And I'm only going to tell the people that read my reviews and hear my reviews that you've withheld it. Odds are because you didn't want it to get a stink on ice review from me.
Well, good. So going forward, that's what we'll do.
Well, let's call it this. Let's call it the assumed stinkers. Because if they don't want you to review it, we have to assume that it stinks.
Yeah.
Assume stinkers. Good. A new nomenclature.
Okay. Another new segment coined by Shannon Burke. The one good movie, great movie this weekend is Infinity Pool.
Really? I've seen all kind of, I have not watched the trailer, but I know what an Infinity Pool is, and I don't know if the title accurately reflects the movie, but I don't need to see a whole movie with an infinity pool.
Well, there is a mention of infinity pools in the movie. It does nothing to describe what goes on in the movie. It's directed by Brandon Cronenberg, who is the son of David Cronenberg, who is the godfather of queez and horror and bad taste. This movie didn't scare me more than The Exorcist, but it disturbed me more than The Exorcist.
Wow.
My big complaint about horror movies is they're not scary enough. And there's a lot in this movie to be scared of, but it's more of a commentary on class and privilege and police power. Alexander Skarsgård is a kind of failed writer, and he's married to a woman whose father owns a publishing company who published his book that didn't sell. And she's played by an actress named Cleopatra Coleman, who could be Rosario Dawson's twin sister. So they go to this retreat, and it's somewhere in Eastern Europe, an unspecified country, where it's a resort on the water, and you don't want to leave the grounds. You don't want to leave the grounds. So they end up getting introduced to this character played by Mia Goth, who's a British actress. She was in two horror movies last year called X and Pearl. And she's like Jessica Alba, very pale with shaved eyebrows. And she's excellent in this movie. And they go to the beach, they get drunk. And I'm not kidding here. There is an actual money shot during this sequence.
Of intercourse?
No.
Beaver?
Of, you know,
Cooter?
A money shot.
What?
It involves liquid
on the
in
face.
The air, hitting the ground.
Money
shot.
I was thinking something way different than that. Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah. And at first, this movie was rated NC-17.
Is it an obvious, like, fake money shot? Or is it like, real?
No, it looked very real to me. And the movie was rated NC-17 at first, and they had to do a couple snips to get it down to R. But anyway, they go through this. They're on the way home. Skarsgård's driving the car. He hits somebody. He kills him. And the police tell him, hey, you do that here, you're going to die. We're going to execute you. But if you have enough money, you can pay us, and we'll clone you. And your clone will be executed.
What?
But you have to watch it happen. Like, ooh, okay. And since his wife's loaded with money, they do it. He watches it. And he actually gets kind of excited by it. All right? You think you've been given too much plot? You haven't. This takes place in the first 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then it gets really weird. There's really wild sex. There's a lot of carnage, blood, dope smoking, all kinds of hallucinogens involved.
Dope.
It is a trip of a movie.
And we're not even done the first month of the year, and I have four movies on my top 10 list for the year, and three of them are horror movies.
And this is one?
It's called Infinity Pool.
This is one on the in your top three right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I only have four. Megan is one, and I don't recall what the other one is. Oh, Missing. So there's these really high-quality horror films, and this has sci-fi in it, too, again, with a clone.
Yeah.
But at the 45-minute mark, and it's about 2 hours long, it starts taking twist after twist, and you can't figure out what's going to happen next, and really ends on a troubling note. This is not a happy ending movie, but it makes you think, and I can't recommend it highly enough. 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
On Rotten Tomato critics at 85 and the audience at 53, but that's only with 9 reviews.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to put a whole lot of stock into that.
It starting opens this weekend?
Yeah, starts today. Also opening today is You People. You People.
Hey, it's like Listen People Guy, You People.
You People. And it starts on Netflix today. And it stars Jonah Hill, who co-wrote it. And his character in the movie is named Ezra, but his nickname is EZ.
Yeah. Cool.
So every time they said EZ, I was thinking about Eric. It's also got Eddie Murphy, who plays the father of a woman who the Jonah Hill character wants to marry. And he's a Muslim. He's very grim. He doesn't like white people. He especially doesn't like white Jewish people.
Right.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays his mother, plays Jonah Hill's mother. And she's the white liberal rich woman apologist. Everything that comes
in real life and screen life.
I don't know about her politics, real life. I have to assume she's a leftist, but I don't know. But everything is like, you know, I really think the way that the police treat black people is effed up.
Right.
And it's one cringe inducing scene after the next. None of it's funny. They use the N-word. And I'm getting tired of this double standard, man. Why black people can use the N-word with no trouble. And white people, if you even get close to uttering it, which Julia Louis-Dreyfus does, you know, the skies are going to fall. I started counting after the 30 seconds.
She uses it?
She says the N-word. She says N-word.
Oh, she says N-word, not the word.
She says N-word, but you can tell it's not done in good taste.
Okay.
I started counting after the 30-second mark and stopped at 200. They use the N-word 200 times plus. Okay.
When you say the N-word, you mean literally N-word. Not the real word.
No, they use the real word.
Okay, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus uses the real word?
No, she does.
She says N-word. Okay, all right, now I get it.
She says N-word, but it's in a very awkward situation, like she's playing hangman, and, oh, these are people who can move real good, and there's an S at the end, and she goes, oh, N-word, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. So I calculated it's over 1.5 times per minute they use the N-word, the real word. So I don't know who this is for. They have a white guy trying to marry a black girl. Their parents are disapproving of it.
What is it? What is it? Is it a comedy? Is it a...
Yeah, it's an alleged comedy. I gave it 1.5 out of 5 just because of the audacity of what they were doing. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 43, audience, 54. In another oil and vinegar type of movie is called Shotgun Wedding, which is not what you think a shotgun wedding is. And I don't know who this movie is for either. It stars Jennifer Lopez and Dash Duhamel as a couple who are getting married in some Caribbean island. And all of a sudden they get attacked by mercenaries and drug runners for no reason. It's never explained why they raid this thing. Jennifer Coolidge shows up as Duhamel's mother. And you might remember her as being Stifler's mom. American Pie.
Oh, yeah. I like her. He's fine. Yeah.
And then it turns into like a very violent action movie. So it's a hard R-rated movie. So you got it's a chick flick rom-com, and then it's like Rambo mixed together. And it didn't work. I hated it. 1 star out of 5. The critics give it 45. The audience loved it, liked it at 74%.
Okay. So that's not bad.
I thought it was really horrible. Another movie that's not horrible but close is called Condor's Nest.
And it sounds bad, from the get-go.
It's a bad title. It's set in South America in the mid-50s, and it's an American soldier who witnessed his entire platoon get murdered in World War II by a Nazi general. And he was the only one who escaped, and he makes it his mission to hunt this guy down in South America and assassinate him. It's kind of like Inglourious Bastards meets The Dirty Dozen, without any humor or really good plot.
It sounds like a great premise. Is it based on a true story?
No, it's not based on any. Well, there was a lot of rumors going around in the 60s and 70s. A lot of the Nazis that didn't get caught.
We're in Brazil.
They went to Brazil and all points in South America. And it is a good plot. And there are points of it that are really interesting, but as a whole, it just doesn't work too well. 2 out of 5 for me. Rotten Tomato critics, 0, but that's only with 3 reviews. I don't think that's a really good indicator. And no audience at all.
Oh, zip.
Zip yet. So
I like a good war-based movie or a revenge movie. You know, the premise sounds fantastic. To me, but if it stinks, it stinks.
Well, the premise is good, but premise doesn't mean squat.
Yeah.
It's execution, and it is in theaters and on demand at the same time. So you don't have to go out and venture and pay a whole lot of money for it. And again, I'll have all of these titles listed on my Twitter page at Movie Man Mike, where you can also submit your name to get some free reads. This week saw the announcement of the Academy Awards. And I'm getting tired of all these whiny-ass, bitchy liberals saying, you should have nominated me, and I should have gotten this. What they don't know is there are, a finite number of nominations in each category. And each category is voted on by those professionals in that category. Film editors vote for film editors. Actors, et cetera.
Right.
And if you don't get nominated, sorry. And all these prognosticators who are all leftists were saying, oh, this woman of color is going to get a nod and this woman of color is going to get a nod. And if they don't, it's going to be racist. Well, that's what happened. There was the woman king with Viola Davis with a black female director. Neither of them got nominated. They all started bitching and moaning. One of the nominees in that category, Michelle Yeoh,
From
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which got the most nominations with 11. One person had the balls to say, Michelle Yeoh, who is
from Malaysia. Yeah, identified as Asian, not Asian. She is Asian.
No, that's what they said. She identifies as an Asian female.
Thanks for listening to the show.
It's unreal.
They say that she's the first person who identifies as Asian. But she doesn't only identify as Asian, she actually is Asian, which apparently no longer means anything unless you identify as it.
Right. Well, I listen to your show as religiously as possible, but I might not have
thought that. I know, I'm just giving a hard time.
I understand.
My wife is Asian. I don't know that she identifies as Asian.
I know. Yes. Top Gun got nominated for Best Picture, which I think is a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Adapted screenplay, but not Tom Cruise. Taylor Swift. Her song, Carolina, from Where the Crawdads Sing, did not get nominated, which I thought sucked because I thought it was the best original song. And somebody pointed out not having Taylor Swift on the Oscars singing that song cut their audience down by about 30%.
Wow.
All the Taylor Swift fans in the world, if they knew she was going to do that song live, would tune in. to save their crappy ratings. And the show's again going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, who has presided over two of the three worst watched Oscar telecasts in history.
Man.
So this is not starting out.
I wouldn't go back and do it anymore. You know, if you are a ratings dud and that goes in your permanent record, you know, I would say, you know what, maybe I won't do it this year because it's a dying show.
Yeah, he's a whore.
Yeah.
You know, and women did have a couple more minutes. Women directors. Oh, they didn't nominate any women for best director. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. It didn't make the cut among your fellow directors. They didn't think you were worthy enough.
Right.
But what they don't mention is that the last two winners of the Best Director Oscar were women.
Huh.
And one of them was of color. So stop your complaining, man. Stop your complaining.
These shows are unwatchable anymore. I don't know that America's ever going to turn back to these award shows. They may still care about who won best this, best that, blah, blah, blah. But the glamour of it, it just doesn't sit right with the average American anymore. And the ideologies that they were exposed to.
Now, I didn't watch it last year. I don't plan on watching it this year.
I can't remember the last one I watched.
The last one I watched that I like was probably something that Billy Crystal hosted.
Yes. Yes. Those are the days. Bring back Billy Crystal.
Or Johnny Carson, who come out and say, "Welcome to the Oscars, where we have 2 hours of entertainment spread out over a four-hour program."
Good stuff. Thank you, Mike. Read Mike's reviews in Newsweek magazine, Epic Times, and TheFederalist.com, and here on the Shannon Burr Show. We got to sign you to an exclusive audio review here, so you're not going to do another shows. So, you know.
Oh, I'm up for that, bro.
Oh, there's no money involved, but.
I'll get back to you on that.
A programming note: we'll do it. We're both out, Easy and I, next Friday, so we will place Mike somewhere. Maybe Wednesday, but we'll let you know on Monday. All right, man.
All right, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Thanks, dude.
See you.
Bye.
All right. We gotta take a break. When we return, your remarks, of course, obviously. And a little story about a guy that broke into a church in order to masturbate. I don't know if it had anything to do with Jesus at all.
A weird maybe place to break into.
A weird place to masturbate, really.
Maybe they had really good Wi-Fi.
I mean, when you were a kid and you started discovering you could masturbate, you're like, oh, my God, I wonder if my dead grandmother can see me doing this. You're in the house of the Lord. Aren't you concerned about, you know?
Especially this guy, because he's a monster.
He did leave behind some clues. We'll do it next. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burr Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Like it's cool, yeah, yeah. You don't like our country like that, you can move, yeah, yeah. Crack pipe body, oh yeah. Don't nobody want your son's habits, oh yeah. Crack pipe body, oh yeah. Don't nobody want your kid, you can have it. We'll be right back.
Well, T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach both got the axe from ABC.
Whoa. You think she's regretting that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He was laying it hard and heavy on her. She thought it was the love of her life, dropped her husband. Then she finds out he banged everyone else on the floor.
Dropped her husband, lost her job, and that guy was banging anything that had two legs in that office.
She may find work again. I don't know that he'll find work again. If he does, it's going to be some, you know, Topeka, Kansas news station or something.
He's not going to because they don't know if he's going to have sex with everybody in the office. Yeah. So.
Do you mind, Mr. Holmes, signing the agreement not to bang any women here? Oh, no, I can't do that. I didn't know this. We just discovered it. Brevin Galloway, the Clemson guard with the exploding balls. Here is his voice.
In his own words.
In his own words, high as hell in a hospital bed, telling you what happened.
So this morning I went to lift. I came back. I took a nap. I woke up from my nap. My balls and my nutsack were exploded. Now I go to the doctor. I have surgery 3 hours later. My balls are reduced to the normal size. I don't know what happened to my balls. I guess they were trying to be like basketballs. But we made it. Now I'm going to be spoiled for the next 48 hours. And I will be back in a uniform shortly. Go Tigers.
High as a kite.
I almost feel bad for him now knowing that all those quotes went national.
Yeah.
And he was high as all possible.
Good for him. I'm glad that, you know, his balls are back to normal size. That's got to be alarming. My brother had, my younger brother was living with me in Austin, Texas for a couple of years. And he had a hernia. He's a runner and an athlete. And he had it repaired and had the surgery. And then he came back and he's like, dude, I had to go back to the doctor. It's like the next day. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's my balls.
He had the grapefruit nuts.
Yeah. Big and like blue. And yeah, it was bad. Man, my balls hurt just thinking about it right now. Whew, man. Should we get to remarks?
Yeah.
Or do we have a whole lot of them? Do we have enough?
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Download the app. You know the routine. It's really great. You can listen to this show whatever time you are. If you're not free, 3 to 6, 3 to 7 Eastern or whatever, you can listen to it in the morning or in the afternoon or overnight or on the weekends while you're gardening. Hit the open mic button.
I think the only policing issue is just comply and you won't die. Pretty simple.
I think, have you seen it yet? Has it dropped yet? It's probably going to drop at 7.
Yeah, I think it's 7 Central Time. It was 6 Central Time.
This is supposed to be a special kind of heinous. Yeah, to a large extent, I agree. Just comply. Parents ought to be teaching their kids that, you know, after the rubber talk.
Correction, it would have been an excavator, not a front-end loader.
All right, I'm ready to fight all you guys in the parking lot. An excavator? The story clearly said bulldozer. So,
Shannon, you've taken real-time banning to a new level. Yes, we can hear whenever you fast forward to the next one. Dude, free speech. Be-do-be-do.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's talking about that person that is getting skipped, yes.
Oh, yeah, I skipped that guy because he's an idiot and he just wants to. It's like a prank call to him. And prank calls are, you know, stupid.
Okay, it's glaringly obvious. Nancy's husband's boyfriend got a Spanish version of the 7-year-old fellatio thing on how to teach boys the proper technique and realized that Paul wasn't doing it right. And that's the reason why it's called a hammer time.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what's up, Shannon? I went by there today and got some amazing prime New York strips and some vegetables for dinner. Good. Like organic meats. And we need to do like a give, send, go thing for them campaign.
Yeah. I think someone's working on
that. They need some help, probably. So,
thank you.
Just a thought.
I can report that Amy is out of surgery, and it was successful, and she's good.
Good.
So we're out of the woods, which is really good news.
Hey, guys, I'm glad you decided to sprinkle in a few Bubba songs once again. They were funny at the time. They started getting old after a while, but now it's so much time has passed that they're just as funny as they ever were all over again. Thanks.
Yeah, that Pelosi song is just hysterical, inappropriate.
More proof of the deep state. All those memes of Jay Leno with Biden in the Corvette, you know, driving around. Well, you know, the deep state saw that too. So they tried offing Leno with that cable. Thank God for that big ass jaw of his. Saved his ass. Dear God.
Hey, it's Pete in Georgia. Think of the gigantic blooming onions they're going to be able to grow now.
Oh, in Australia. I get it.
Hey, guys, that radioactive pebble. They said the effects of it is like having or getting 10 x-rays an hour. Well, how close do you have to be, did they say? I'm curious.
I said within a meter or 3 meters. Within 3 meters, it's like getting 10 x-rays an hour.
Yeah, you're going to have a bunch of backwards Australian guys back there that are trying to become Australia man.
Hey, it's Pete in Georgia.
Snuggle Puppin' sounds like Tickle Me Elmo's dog's name.
I got me a six-pack of White Claw. I'm going to a petting party. I'm going to get me some leg faux show.
Petting, I assumed, was, you know, what we all thought it was, that, you know, it was feeling somebody up, but apparently it's not.
I got me a six-pack of White Claw. I'm going...
White Claw.
Sounds like all the petting parties was a precursor to the movie Porky's.
Girls back then were freaks, man. I saw this episode of Happy Days once where Richie takes these girls out, and the girl he gets is like wild and crazy, and she's like, yeah, we're going to make out. And then she starts going, hey, 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 and she's got these messed up looking teeth. She talks like a witch.
I don't remember that episode.
She's like, yeah, we're going to make out.
Good Lord.
Shando, I hate to be that guy, but mushrooms don't grow like that. The spores germinate inside of the cow's stomach, and then the mycelium takes over the turd after it's pooped, and after that's dying, that's when you get the mushroom. And wouldn't marijuana do the same thing as it does to the mouth and dry that thing out?
I stand corrected. I did not know that that's the way.
Also, pretty sure that doesn't do that the opposite way.
What do you mean?
He stated that marijuana would dry
A vagina?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I don't
think.
Yeah, I don't. It's a totally different thing.
Orifice, yes.
You can't have cotton vagina like you have cotton.
So hey, Shannon. So in regards to the chickens and their feed, yeah, in the wintertime, if you're not feeding your chickens anything other than the bag food you get from the feed store, that's why they're not producing eggs, because it's not a well-balanced diet for them. That's why they need out in the yard to, you know, get some grubs and whatnot. And if it's wintertime, there's snow on the ground like it is in Montana, then you got to give them some supplement feed. Anyway, beedoo.
Yeah, if it's cold and frozen and snow on the ground, yeah, I get that.
Shane B. Squirrel checking in. Hey, Shannon. The other night, Shane B. wanted to get me high before sex. Punchline.
I ain't gay.
That's animal abuse, sir.
Eric, stunt double bill, and I have finally finished putting the flex seal down that says Easy Maniac on the bottom of the inflatable jacuzzi. Perhaps we invite some girls from Shenanigans to do some spooning. Hmm? Or perhaps some Nordic girls to do some Nordic spooning. I'd be the same.
Let me see. There we go.
Good afternoon, Mr. Berkiak. All those people are talking in circles. Look it up. It's true. Happy Friday. Beady booty.
I never heard of a Kleiniac. You know, I don't know why she keeps saying, look it up, look it up, look it up. It's real, it's real, it's real. It's weird cult worship of a political figure,
yeah,
in my
opinion. Who would be a claniac, a person that is like a fan, a maniac of said
of the White House chief of staff.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mrs. Smith, why does my desk smell like the outhouse door on a tuna boat?
God.
Hey guys, super fan Mike. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and the doctor gave me Ozempic one time as a prescription. And it's not that it's hard to find, it's that it's so expensive.
Yeah.
A box of four shots was like $150. So eventually she put me on Mojerno and gave me a $25 coupon for every month. But that's what it's about. It's very expensive.
I heard it was thousands or $1,000 a month.
Nah, I can get a month supply for about $25.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that I'm on a low dosage, so about four shots is 20. I get out of the bottle, so it's $25.
Wow. It's a hell of a deal.
Hey, Shannon. I got a message for Listen People Guy. To get reinstated, just get yourself a slide whistle, cousin.
Could you take that if he, you're an idiot, learn your history?
Listen, people.
Woo, woo, woo.
Listen, people, learn your history.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, I would. That would be better. I would like it a lot better, actually.
And yes, it is for weight loss, because that's one of the reasons she gave it to me, was for the weight loss. She wanted me to lose weight. And that was one thing she found, was that these shots promote weight loss.
Well, he's also a diabetic, though. Did he say he was a diabetic?
Yeah, and well, getting type 2 diabetes under control is losing weight. That helps a lot.
Right.
So.
And yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for putting up with Kate's week of songs. I'm having fun. I don't know. I might not be done yet. We'll see. But I do believe that Listen People Guy has been placed in time out. I get it. Having lived around antisocial personality disorder, that's a mouthful, my whole life. I think that he has that with cluster narcissism, of course.
Wow. Antisocial personality disorder with cluster narcissism. That's a hell of a diagnosis.
Oh, I got a little quickie here. My guy wants to cuddle all the time, cuddle all the time, cuddle all the time. My guy wants to cuddle all the time, cuddle all the time.
Wow.
Oh, I got a little quickie here. My guy wants to cuddle all the time, cuddle all the time.
Kate's hot dog and snuggle party. Snuggle pups. Hot dogs and snuggle pups.
Let me see. We are right here.
Hey, Shannon. This is Dominique, Maverick's cousin. Man, I just want to file a complaint. This fool wants me to keep from dancing on Katie's weenie party. Please help me out, man.
I just watched the video. That's playtime was definitely interrupted. Looks like they were about to break out in a sword fight.
The real mystery is who opened the door. I don't know why that's not a glaring question right now, because clearly neither of the two people you see standing inside the foyer of that home opened the door.
I'm going to have to go home and open my door a couple different times to see if I can get try angle.
Different angles of opening the door.
That's only one thing. That Shane B guy is a real inspiration to me. I decided to go out and get me a little squirrel myself. I call him Mickey, but anyway, I thought I'd pay it forward, and I also try to be an inspiration to someone, and Poon's mama, I bought a treadmill.
Shindo, Shindo, it's Fake Jack Cates here, and it's championship weekend, that's right. Don't tell Pablo, but 95% re-ups, that's right, go to helpmybartab.com. Well, guys, you take all the money you own, take all of Biden's secret documents in the garage, the basement, wherever they are, and you bet on the Bengals to win, that's right. And in that other game, it's too close to call. But I'll tell you what, that Brock Purdy guy's a Christian, and Philly's a city of sin, so stay with me.
Fake Jack Cave. Let's see what's next. Oh, geez, these are really jumping on me. Whoa.
I'll tell you a weird movie. The war in Ukraine. What the heck is going on?
Yep. Sure is.
Hey, Shannon. It's good to know that your wife is Asian, but to ask her to identify as both your wife and as Asian is asking way too much. Stick to the wife part.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. I love the show.
Thank you, brother. You have a good weekend, too. Yeah, her mother was born in Seoul, Korea. So.
Might as well bring the cocaine, too. Ooh, closing down the final hours of Shannon Burger's show. Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you, sir. Shannon, you have done a great week of radio.
People
appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. People love that song.
It is an absolute earworm.
It really is.
People yelling at me all weekend long that they cannot go through the weekend without.
I can't.
It's
either.
In their head.
I'm singing in the shower.
Yo, Shando, I'm here in Georgia, and Kemp declared a state of emergency yesterday, yeah. And called out the National Guard, and I happened to be downtown today and seen the National Guard rolling in with them Humvees and the big guns on top. Pretty intimidating when you see 10, 15 of them in a row.
I bet.
Maybe that'll work. Be-do-be-do.
Yeah, it's still going strong there, Antifa.
Memphis is boarding up their businesses right now.
Really?
Yep, I just saw a couple of videos of them downtown, like, yeah, boarding up for hurricanes.
That video was a drop in 15 minutes.
Hey, there's a guy here. Yeah, you were talking about exploding nuts. I was peeing one day and noticed a bump and thought I had nut cancer. Went and had the ultrasound on my nuts, and that's a whole nother story. But anyways, it wound up being a cyst. Nothing to worry about. 6 months later, it popped. Put your balls in a vise and call the hospital and get there quick.
Been there before.
Oh, really?
Worst feeling ever is that, like, oh, man, that feels bad. I need to go to the doctor. It felt like what they call it, testicular torsion, when they mixed it.
Oh, they all twisted up?
Well, no. I get there, and, of course, they have the doctor office I go to, and 12 medical students
came in to watch your balls,
and they did it, and they were the hottest medical students ever.
Oh,
and they're doing sonogram. Doing sonogram, and they're like, "Yeah, you have a cyst," and it's the we're laying back, and they're just gorgeous nursing students there.
Oh, damn, cyst balls.
Hey, Shannon, if people from Utah are called Utahns, what do you call people from Tampa?
Uh oh.
Hey guys, Greg again. Well, movie man Mike, I'll use the term triggered me, and I use that facetiously, when he's talking about the N-word. And that's really where the censorship deal started. They realized how powerful this was, and they really kicked off a you-know-what storm with it. But if you want some comic relief with it, go do a search for South Park and Wheel of Fortune, and take a watch and listen and enjoy. Funny stuff.
What's he talking about?
Be-do-be-do.
That's an episode where Randy, who is Stan's dad, he's on Wheel of Fortune, and it's remember the Achilles guy, Achilles?
Yeah, yeah.
The answer was something like trigger, and he said the N, like he says the N word, and the whole crowd is silent. There's it pans to the camera guy, and it's a black camera guy who looks over the corner.
Man, that show just nails it, doesn't it?
Oh, they great job with those guys.
While I respect Kate's expert medical opinion on Listen People Guy, I too, like Shannon, have 6 weeks of pre-med. My professional opinion is he's a dick. Be-do, be-do.
Well diagnosed, sir.
Hey, Kate. I'll be your snuggleberry.
She has that voice. What's the the sound recording technique,
ASMR.
Yeah. She has an ASMR voice. You know what I mean? Like, naturally. Yeah. Do you have to have a special microphone for that?
No, it's just usually they get really close, and then they make sounds like eating pickles or shaving soap. Or
just get really close
to
it.
Really close, and you talk like that.
Yeah.
Just go like that.
Oh, my God. She could make a fortune doing ASMR, porn or something like that. or, you know, something light. And, you know what I mean? Like Lady Chatterley's Lover type of stuff.
Oh, in addition to the crazy price of Ozempic, the other ones that they're forcing down our throats on TV, the Skyrizi shot, 38 large.
Ooh.
Four times a year.
38.
100 or 1,000?
Why are they pushing it so much? And maybe you should challenge listen people do to a slide whistle duel.
I have a tactical slide whistle. I'm, you know, I don't usually break out often. So yeah, Skyrizi.
I don't know that one.
Listen, I don't either. I hear the commercials for it. I know the name of it, but it's a snappy name. Skyrizi.
Shannon, Maverick.
Here. Maverick, thank you.
A cousin of mine, I thought it was supposed to be 12 years. He's out already? Well, anyway, hot dog party is on. Thong is on. Wiener in the front. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, Maverick. Those are the remarks for today's show. Download the app, hit the open mic button, and it's off to the races. We'll take our final break here. Come back and wrap it all up for you. Stick around. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. I think it's been a fairly good week of radio.
See.
A little hiccup, you know, here or there. I don't follow racing. I like to go to a NASCAR event. You know, I've been a couple of times. I'm a snob. I only go if I got pit passes, you know, and I can get down in there and talk to guys and stuff. But I like it. But I don't know the nomenclature. I don't know what the thing, the this, the, you know, the words and the, you know, the like Bubba. You listen to the Sponge, and that racing has been a big part of his life for a long, long time. And he owns a Raceway Park, Bubba Raceway Park in Ocala. But his commercial that's running right now
is the best.
It's awesome. The ones where these guys have names like, and he's rattling off the names like, oh my god, like oh, don't forget Kyle Stickler, the dirt track Tickler. And then what are people in their cars going? The dirt track Tickler's in town.
I gotta head out to the bubble this way.
The Newport Nightmare and Newdale Hudson O'Neill. I don't know any. I don't know any of these names. I do think that. The high side Stickler, the Kyle Stickler, the dirt track Tickler is
he's the high side Tickler.
The high side Tickler,
yes.
Kyle Stickler, or the, is it the dirt track Tickler?
No, he's the high
side Tickler.
He gets right up in that high side.
High side Tickler, huh?
He tickles that wall.
See, I need to. I need to get the. I get the link.
Oh my god!
The high side Stickler, Tickler. I don't know any of those people. I've been at the Bubba Raceway Park a couple of times. Always had a great time there. But, man, that commercial kills me. So I just imagine people in the car. Man, did you hear? High side Tickler's in town.
Newport Nightmare's going to be right there. I'm going to be right there at the Bubba Raceway. Cheering them all.
All right. Thank you very much for a fairly decent week of radio. Thank you, Eric, for a great job.
Thank you.
Back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Football playoffs, and I'll be back on Monday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. Don't forget my good friend, Bubba the Love Sponge. I really do love the guy, even though he's got numerous drug problems and addictions and aggression. And don't forget Jonathan Morris. Happy to report that Amy is out of the OR and doing well. We'll see you on Monday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central on the Florida Man Radio Network. My name is Shannon Burke. Good night.